Our Halloween adventure begins with Wind River Resort and Casino's Under Construction Halloween Bash, featuring the well-known hip-hop duo Ying Yang Twins performing Salt Shaker, Wait, the Whisper Song, What's Happening, and Bad. Plus, DJ Chris will be spinning live beats all night long. The Under Construction Adventure kicks off on Saturday, October 29th at 9 o'clock. Drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contest, over $3,000 in cash and prizes. Presale general admission is $20, $25 day of show. VIP booth $250 includes 6 guests, swag, cocktail service, and 2 bottles of champagne. This signature event sells out fast. Get your tickets now, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at windriver.com. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your under-construction Halloween adventure. Don't forget to check out our hotel packages. Must be 21 to attend. For details, log on to windriver.com.
We offer our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home.
Halloween is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. It is Sunday once again, and boy, what a week this has been! What a the cannons have been firing left and right. The salvos have been endless. WikiLeaks has been everywhere, and the mainstream media is becoming irrelevant. So it's a crazy time in our history. I'll tell you what, it's we got so much material on Hillary, it's ridiculous. But we'll go into that later. Today is Sunday once again, and it is October 16th, 2016. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host for Sovereign Mind Radio here. I'm in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Who does all the heavy lifting, and Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Hey, good morning, Mark, Linda, and Red.
And Red Smith, who's been on a Blend the Beer, who's been, I'll start again.
Once again.
Try doing this every week. Red Smith. Red Smith, who's been on a blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency for quite some time with a soft guarantee of improbable financial stability post-employment, become a rapid descent into the unfunded pit of hell of a non-existent recovery that has been the mantra of the prostitutes by self-serving politicians and bankers.
He actually breathed in there this time. I was surprised. Yeah.
It's hard to get through.
At home, at work, or in your car.
We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m., 3276 Pacelli Lane. And does anybody know who we got?
I think it's Vent Stevenson, and he's talking about measures D&E. Yeah, D&E. Once again, to get the people informed of exactly what do they mean and what they're trying to do.
Measure
with
debt and measure embezzlement.
Yeah, something like that. Fraud.
Graft and corruption, measure D&E. So anyway, they stand for limited government fiscal responsibility and start following the Constitution, you rat guys. So anyway, we have a little technical problem here. You've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind. I highly suggest you become a 51ster and go to SOJ51.net, Shasta Lantern. Also, you might want to, you know, drop your subscription to the record. Fleshlight. flat. Sorry, I have a frog in my throat. And so, and boy, every time I say that word, it just makes me kind of ill.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be talking about them more later on in the show after we get done with David.
Yeah, there's more stuff to go on.
Make them irrelevant.
You know something? Cancel your subscription. You know, quit using the excuse that I have to keep up with everything to see what's going on. Cancel your subscription. Go down to your coffee shop, and if you have to read the paper, wait till somebody else buys it and leaves it on the table or something. But, you know, these guys need to be put out of business. They're ridiculous. Veterans events, do we have any of those?
Well, do we want to get to our guests
okay.
and then take care
we
of
can
that?
Do that?
Yeah, because we have plenty of time. I'm not sure how much time we have with David this morning.
Well, we have a very special guest with us today. We have David Horowitz. And he's been around for quite a while. I can't even think of all the stuff he's been involved in. Raised in a communist commune by parents that were communists, and now he's a conservative capitalist, I believe. Am I stating the obvious, David? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents were card-carrying members of the Communist Party.
Isn't that
they would feel right at home in the Obama White House.
Yeah, you remember when he first got to be president, and if he was called a socialist, oh, man, he's not a socialist. Now he's a flat-out
communist.
He's a flat-out communist now.
He comes from the same background that I do. He was raised by communists, but he never left the left.
Well, what's the, you know, is he a Muslim as well, do you think? I believe he's a Muslim.
Well, I think he certainly identifies with the radical Muslim world because he regards America as an oppressor. Well, like the whole left, America is an oppressor, imperialist country.
Yeah, I guess
therefore you identify with people of color who are oppressed by white supremacists.
I guess they just forgot about all those good things like electric lights and televisions and
freeing the slaves.
Freeing the slaves.
There was slavery for 3,000 years until English Christians, Protestants actually, Wilberforce, declared it immoral, and Thomas Jefferson wrote into the birth certificate of America that liberty was a God-given right that governments can't take away, and within a generation, little over a generation in those days, slaves were freed not only in America but throughout the Western Hemisphere. Every black in America owes their freedom.
Well, it never fails to amaze me how that gets glossed over. That for the first time,
well, it's not just glossed over. We have turned over our school systems to the communist left, and so they're taught quite the opposite.
Right.
To identify America with slavery and racism.
Right, absolutely. I totally agree with you, because the real deal is that the first time in the history of the world, you've got a document that basically says all men should be free, and now it's not a good document according to all of the academia in most of the colleges.
Well, colleges have been surrendered to the Marxist left. That's just the reality. And so colleges in the 19th century were religious institutions, and they were doctrinal, and that they their purpose was to train ministers and priests and whatever Christian denomination. At the turn of the century, the universities were transformed into what is known as the modern research university, where scientific method ruled, where you would get two sides to controversial questions and you would weigh the evidence, and where the role of the teachers was seen not as indoctrinating students but as teaching them how to think. And that all ended over the last 30 years as the left has taken control of our universities, and conservatives have just surrendered them. Conservatives just don't begin to understand how malignant the left is and how determined it is to destroy this country.
I think they're starting to.
Before we go on,
I'm sorry.
I have a new book. It's called The Left in Power,
okay,
which is the seventh volume of my series, The Black Book of the American Left. Hmm. And The Left in Power is from Clinton to Obama, and it shows how the Democratic Party has become a left-wing party. Not a liberal party. It's not a party that believes in the founding principles of this country. It's determined to suppress determined to destroy the electoral system by through fraud and through registering people who are illegal and shouldn't be voting in the first place.
And if they want to buy that book, they can go to where I've got one of the I think it's HorowitzFreedomCenter.org. Is that where they need to go?
No. FrontPageMagazine.com is the way you get it. Amazon. It's on Amazon. And I have a website dedicated to the series where you can read, you know, see the tables of contents, the introductions and the reviews at BlackBookOfTheAmericanLeft.com.
Okay, so they can get that on Amazon and then Front Page as well, frontpage.com.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Yeah, sorry about we were kind of excited. I should have introduced you a little better and maybe give you a little more kudos.
It's okay, I'm completely blacked out in the, you know, in the most of the media. I mean, we can see what the media is worth in this election.
Well, that's why I believe...
So I don't get reviewed. My books don't get mentioned. So I have to be militant about promoting the book when I'm on a friendly show.
Well, very good. You know, that's why I kind of believe that we're winning the war or the battle, especially in the social media. I think that the media, the mainstream, the prostitutes are becoming irrelevant, you know, primarily because people are starting to wake up and realize how corrupt the media is in conjunction with the political
establishment. Yeah, that's the most beneficial thing of this election so far is to discredit the media. But I wouldn't be that optimistic. I think we're losing the war. My optimism comes from the fact that conservatives are finally waking up. It wasn't until Obama that anybody on the right recognized how malicious the left is. And Trump is the only Republican I've ever heard tell the truth about them. He said, the most important thing he said in that second debate is that Hillary has tremendous hatred in her heart. But it's not just Hillary. It's the Democratic Party that has tremendous hatred in its heart. Basket of deplorables is actually the nice way of putting it. What did she call Republicans, Trump supporters, racist, sexist, homophobes, Islamophobes, xenophobes. Now, there isn't a person listening to this show who has been in an argument with a leftist who hasn't been called a racist or a sexist or an Islamophobe. Yeah. That's what they do. They hate us. Conservatives think of leftists and liberals and so-called progressives and Democrats as misguided. They look at us as evil. That gives them a huge advantage in intensity and a license to lie in this war that we're in. And it is a war, and people have to recognize that it's a war. So conservatives are entirely too decent. They're too willing to give the benefit of the doubt to the other side. Just look at these Republican traitors like the Bushes in this election. The country is at stake. We have no borders. We've got a party on the other side that wants to import hundreds of thousands of Syrian and Iraqi Muslims into the country. Not Christians, not the ones who are being slaughtered, but Muslims. That the prophet of Islam says, exterminate the Jews, kill the infidels, which is anybody who doesn't adopt the, in our era, the doctrines of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. That's what we're up against. And the Democratic Party is a party of appeasement and retreat in this war.
Well, that's why I kind of believe that our esteemed liar-in-chief is a Muslim, because they, you know, it's in the Quran that you can lie to everybody, you know, and be deceptive, you know, during the takeover, the caliphate. And I can't see where he has at any one point ever backed the Christian faith that he professes, but there's...
he's not a Christian. I mean, look, ISIS set out, they slaughtered 200,000 Christians in Iraq and Syria. And he didn't lift a finger to defend them. And
right.
Until the Yazidis were on the mountaintop. And then in the speech he gave, I mean, if you didn't notice it at the time, you won't remember it. But all he talked about was the Yazidis, not the Christians. There's no decent human being in charge of the most powerful nation on earth would have let that happen without a response, let alone any Christian.
Well, I got to agree. I can't see. This guy, in my opinion, is the consummate Manchurian candidate. I mean, I just can't think anything else from start to finish.
The Manchurian's not a candidate. I mean, he's the Manchurian president.
Well, he was the candidate. Now he's the president. Yeah, I agree. And if you look and you do any study of any length, I mean, it's
hard. He comes from the left I came from and never left. He never left it.
Hates
America. They hate America and they want to destroy it. And that's Valerie Jarrett, who is the power behind this throne. She's been his mentor throughout, and she's in the White House in charge of our Iranian policy. She comes from a family of Iranian communists and never left the faith. David Axelrod, who is the guy who architected Obama's two electoral victories, Axelrod, comes from a communist family and never left the faith. And, you know, you could just go on and on. Tim Kaine, Hillary's vice president, is a Christic Marxist, Christic Institute. That was the Jesuits who went over to the communist side during the Cold War. And that's what he was doing in Honduras, was supporting the communist guerrillas, for crying out tears.
Yep.
So if Hillary gets elected and the Republicans impeach her, which they wouldn't have the cojones to do anyway, Kaine will be president.
Absolutely.
People, it is very late in this country. People need to wake up.
I think they are. I really believe they are, David, because we've got WikiLeaks has been just coming, you know, with so much information coming out this week. It's been, you know, historical. And I'm seeing so many signs of the people waking up in the popular media. It's just not getting any coverage at all in the mainstream. But I really believe that the people are waking up fast because there's so much going on. And
it's conservatives who are waking up, people on the right.
I agree.
That's the good news.
It is.
And I can tell you, I mean, I've been a voice crying in the wilderness over this for 20
years,
so I can really appreciate how Obama, but the Obama years have begun to wake conservatives up, and the Trump campaign is that's the evidence. There is no other Republican who could have led this election and called Hillary a crook, which he is, and a criminal, which he is. And betraying us to the Russians and our enemies, which she has, and so forth. What other Republican was saying those things?
I agree.
There wasn't any.
Well, that's one of the things is that I was just kind of excited to hear you mention is Tim Kaine and his tie to the Jesuits and the things that he was doing in Honduras when he was operating those boys' homes that were known weapons assembly plants for the communists. I've been investigating that and talking about it in our news outlet, the Shasta Lantern, and you are the first other person outside of Agenda 21 Radio that I have heard mention the Jesuit tie with Tim Kaine and the socialist Catholic movement and his ties to it.
You would be the example, then, because I know this, and I've been saying this because I was one of them once, so I know who they are. But I'm talking about born and bred conservatives are too damn nice, and they look the other way when these things happen. And so you don't want to be impolite by going for the jugular, whereas that's all the Democrats do is go for the jugular.
Well, I think the gloves are coming off.
You have to just notice this election has revealed so many things, and one of them is this. You have all these Republican defectors, all these Republicans attacking Trump. Oh, they can't go, you know, a videotape of him talking in private. That does it for them. They'll turn over the country to the Democrats because of it. But on the other side, you have this woman who has lied to everybody, lied to the American public over and over again, who violated our espionage laws by having this private server, who fixed the case with the FBI. I mean, this is the most dangerous criminal cartel we've ever had running our politics. They can fix the FBI. Yet you don't have one, not one Democrat who said, this is too much for me. I can't go this far. And who criticized, who attacked her? Not one. And why is that? That's because Democrats or people on the left and people on the right are not the same kind of people. People on the right understand that the root cause of all of our problems is us. They understand that it's flawed human beings who create the problems. There is no such thing as society that creates them. Society just reflects who we are. And therefore, they can't be really fixed or redeemed. You can't have a world where there's perfect equality and perfect justice and so forth. Democrats, people on the left, they're crypto-religionists. They believe the world is a fallen place, and over the rainbow is this land of social justice where everybody's equal, where there's no poverty and there's no serious conflict, no prejudice. And this impossible dream justifies all of their evil acts. If you believe that you could transform the world the way progressives do, that's why they're called progressive. They think you think that history is moving forward, whereas actually we're right on the brink of a new dark ages, certainly if Islam wins this global war. If you believe that you're going to create the kingdom of heaven on earth, what lie will you not tell? And what crime will you not support or actually commit?
Well, I think most of them are rubes to the hierarchy. I think the hierarchy, you know, like the Clintons and the Obamas, they don't believe any of this garbage. It's all about self-enrichment and power. And they just use the rest of them as a bunch of rubes.
Well, I don't agree with you. You know, you think of Soros. Soros is a criminal, a hater of America.
Sure.
He's a Jew who hates Israel.
Wow, that's I know.
And, you know, a corrupt individual who's...
evil individual.
Causing enormous miseries, you know, by running down the pound, by overthrowing governments in Eastern Europe. He has said of himself that his goal is to be the conscience of the world. So they are delusional. It makes them much more effective criminals to believe that their criminal acts and their greed and their corruption is serving a noble cause. It makes them much more dangerous.
Well,
it's like it's just analogous to, unlike Hillary, I'm not going to compare her to ISIS, say that she said that Republicans are terrorist, whatever the heck she said. But you think of the guys who run ISIS. I mean, they're savages. They're barbarians. But they're doing it in the name of God. That's what gives them their strength.
Wow, that's amazing. Listen, we got to go to a break here. And when we come back, I want to talk about what you think about the Iran deal and where we're at here with the ships being fired upon over there and so forth.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Being a cowboy and loving a cowboy way. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves, and their slow approving dreams.
Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
In a year that's been so contentious, there is one issue on the November ballot, Proposition 52, that's achieved consensus. Here's why. Since 2009, California hospitals willingly pay a Medi-Cal hospital fee to continue receiving federal matching funds for Medi-Cal. This generates over $3 billion a year from Washington and helps pay for health care for children, seniors, and low-income families. Prop 52 means zero consumer cost, no new taxes, and strictly prohibits the legislature from diverting this money. Prop 52 continues this current program. It's endorsed by doctors and nurses, business and labor, and both political parties. And newspapers agree. 52 is endorsed by the LA Times, San Francisco Chronicle, and the Sacramento and Fresno Bee. Tested, tried, and true. Vote yes on 52. Paid for by Yes on Proposition 52, a coalition of California Association of Hospitals and Health Systems and nonprofit healthcare organizations with major funding by California Health Foundation and Trust and Dignity Health.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Big Bike Weekend 2016 thunders into the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center beginning October 14th. Sign up to participate now at BigBikeWeekend.com and check the schedule of events. The Remembrance Ride over Shasta Dam, followed by a barbecue dinner and street dance at the Rodeo Grounds. The Big Bike Poker Run and your chance to win $10,000. Big Bike Games, the Big Bike Show, live music, raffles and prizes, vendors, non-stop entertainment featuring DJ Bob Bett on the main stage. Take part or be a part of Northern California's biggest gathering of bikes from all over the West Coast. Big Bike Weekend 2016 is family friendly and free to attend. Cooler weather and the coolest bikes come together again at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center in Reading, Friday, October 14th through Sunday the 16th. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, and Riggs Media Consulting. For registration or for a schedule of events, go to BigBikeWeekend.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
My mother was of Scottish blood. It's there that she was born. They brought her to America. Left behind the highlands and the heather-covered hills, and came to find America with broad expectant dreams and iron wills. My granddad worked the steel mills of central Illinois. His daughter was his jewel. His son was just his boy. 30 years he worked the mills and stoked the coke-fed fires and looked toward the day when he had last turned 65 and would retire. And the sons become the fathers, and their daughters will be wise as the torches pass from hand to hand and we struggle through our lives. Though the generations wander, the lineage survives. And all of us, from dust to dust, we all become forefathers by and by.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Sovereign Mind Radio. KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. We've been talking to David Horowitz with his new book, The Left in Power, Clinton to Obama. It's his book describes that. You can go to frontpagemag.com and take a look at it, and also go to amazon.com and pick it up, because you know, the gloves are coming off and the truth is being told. Are you with us still, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when we left, we were talking about the Iran deal. What do you think about this whole thing with the ships being fired upon? And I mean, I don't think there was a deal with Iran. I think this whole thing was just a bunch of money to pay off Iran for no reason, and there was no chance of success in the negotiation to begin with as far as limiting nuclear weapons.
Yeah, well, I don't think that was his agenda, was it?
No, I don't think so. I think he just gave a bunch of money and made Iran rich.
His agenda is to drain America of its economic resources and its military resources and to strengthen our enemies. That's what his goal is. Franklin Roosevelt gave Hitler nuclear weapons and $150 billion to carry out terrorist enterprises. What will we call them? Call him a traitor.
Yep,
that's who
treason.
Obama is.
Yeah, he's treason. I mean, that's the definition of treason, is aiding and abetting the enemy, you know, helping the enemy, you know, comforting.
Yeah, now we're kind of almost in a war with them over Yemen. Because it's not as simple as in these left-wing fantasies. They don't take the actual world. They don't take the problem seriously.
It's the biggest problem.
And the weakness that he's put the United States in over the last 8 years is now we've got war tensions in Southeast Asia with the Chinese and war tensions with the Russians in Syria. This is all Obama's doing.
Well, that's the biggest problem with Obama. Oh,
Obama
is,
and Hillary and Kerry, that another traitor.
Yeah, what'd you say? Red says
the worst people that we have put in power in America. And I wish I shared your optimism. As I say, the only thing optimistic for me is that there are conservatives now who understand the seriousness, or are beginning to understand the seriousness of the battle we're in. And that's a good thing.
Yep, I gotta agree. I gotta say that I think that they're waking up. Let's hope that we're waking up in time, because the battles on social media are just, you know, especially with this WikiLeaks dump in the last week, and they just keep dumping more and more. And, you know, I think they're connecting Hillary to the final straw, I think, is going to be connecting Hillary to the 9/11 as well as the Bushes with Saudi Arabia, because she's been getting funding from Saudi Arabia on her campaign as well. And then you go to the Clinton Foundation, all the money that's been flowing in from foreign governments. I mean, this is they're worried about some guy, you know, saying something in a locker room as opposed to national security and treason.
I mean, but they're not really. I mean, look, there's video of Obama in 2008 on the campaign plane with a visible erection, flaunting it at a female CNN reporter who flees, and they're outraged by Trump's talk to Billy Bush in a bus. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's all. Well, they should get a. They should be getting awards. Well,
they
should
be getting
middle age.
They should be getting awards. I mean, I think that's you know, Oscar for Hill. Actually, I think the Oscar this week, as Laura Ingraham said, goes to Michelle, because her faux outrage was actually
joke.
It was pretty funny, actually.
Why does everybody ignore the fact that Bill Clinton is a serial pedophile rapist?
Are you there, Dave?
Yeah, well, they ignore
so much about
reason,
that.
Yeah. You know, the mafia gave money to hospitals. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Bill Clinton is the, you know, Joe Klein wrote a book about it, but they made it into a movie, Primary Colors, I think it's called. You know, he's in there for the cause. That's the power of having a redemption, a cause of global redemption, which is what progressives are about, and it's why they're so damn dangerous. If you think you can redeem, save the planet, so of course you want to put, as Bobby Kennedy Jr. called for, you want to put people who don't believe that climate change is that serious a threat, you want to put them in jail. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course you give Bill Clinton a free pass. I mean, look at what the feminists did when the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke. Here's a 22-year-old intern. Her boss, who's the president of the United States, is using her sexually. And Gloria Steinem and her friends said, it's only sex. Forget it.
Well, it's interesting, too.
If it was a Republican, they would string them up.
Well, it's interesting, too. I mean, I was watching some stuff from Dick Morris, who I don't think a whole lot of. But, you know, he quit the Hillary campaign or the Bill Clinton team and Hillary team because he said the last straw was they were sending private detectives out to harass the victims and intimidate them so they wouldn't testify.
Hillary was in charge of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
he's lucky he didn't pull a Vince Foster.
Well, and the bodies are piling up, and they're still piling up, you know, looking at the Bernie Sanders rigging of the election in the Democratic National Committees, and Seth Rich,
for Bernie Sanders, the two Assange lawyers.
These guys are the mafia. That's not even funny, you know. I mean, that's not even a joke. I mean,
that's a criminal cartel.
Absolutely. I mean, Al Capone hasn't really got anything on these guys.
Yeah, but is there anybody that's going to prosecute him, or do we see anything, you know, down the road of somebody taking
Trump? They've fixed the Justice Department, and there isn't going to be any prosecution.
And
you think Paul Ryan is going to get a special prosecutor and put the Clintons in jail? Come on.
Well, Trump, I mean, he's talking about it. I mean, that's why they're afraid of him. I think that
there's going to be a civil war in the Republican Party on November, starting on November 9th, believe me.
Yeah, I think there's a civil war now.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the civil war in the Republican Party started with the John Boehner vote.
I agree. Well, I agree. Because
it's been going for a long time, but now it's serious.
And my other question is
you know, the rebels against Boehner were, unfortunately, a pretty small crew.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The other one is that nobody discusses is the Clinton connection, absolute, undeniable connection to the white supremacist movement. It's there. Look through their history in Arkansas.
To the what?
To the white supremacist movement. If you look at the history of the Clintons and some of the people that they dealt with in Arkansas, when Hillary Clinton gives that interview and talks about Senator Robert Byrd, that was the Grand Cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan, and she says that he was a personal friend and mentor, that's not just lip service.
Well, I don't seriously think that the Clintons are involved with the white supremacy movement. They will give them a pass. Everybody gave Byrd a pass when he was in the Senate, didn't they? Including the Republicans.
Well,
that's different. That's different.
What do you know about the fact that let's talk about the uranium deal then. We know that she's been trying to pin Putin onto Trump for quite a while, and she's the one during her tenure at the State Department that actually gave the pass to Putin to go in and gobble up the uranium mines, 25% of them in the United States. If that's not a national security issue, I don't know what is, but that doesn't seem to come up either.
No. Well, look, there were two Republican landslides in 2010 and 2014, and it didn't amount to a hill of beans when it came down to it, right?
Yep.
That's the problem. Everybody is making money. That's the problem.
Well, that's the problem. You follow the money, and I think you follow the money right back to Wall Street and the collusion with the Federal Reserve, and they're all on the take. I mean, that's really what's going on. The corruption is based on the money, the free money coming out of the Fed into Wall Street.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, it's, you know, even WikiLeaks has leaked the fact that the bailouts originally for Wall Street, you know, the TARP program, you know, were kicked. There was a whole bunch of kickbacks to all the campaign super PACs of the all the Democratic leadership.
Correct. Correct. And nothing's been done about it.
Nothing has been done.
So that's, you know.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, that's what the future holds. I mean, what the Trump campaign is a new departure for conservatives. And, you know, I think it's going to, there's going to be just a lot of turmoil in this country for the next 4 and 8 years, no matter who's elected.
I got to agree with that. I think the economy is like Trump said, is it really isn't a big bubble. I mean, I do economics for a living. I mean, I'm a tax consultant. And so, I mean, the fact is that we are in the biggest bubble in history. You know, we got negative interest rates going on around the world and we're not in recovery. We're in a recession that's fastly going into a depression cycle. And I think it's just going to get nothing worse no matter who's in there. But it does matter who's at the helm, I think, that on how fast we come out of it.
Yeah, I agree. And there are lots of other issues, like our borders.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Immigration, the borders, all of it.
Well, there's so many issues. It's just so massive.
I've got another appointment, so I'm going to have to leave. It's been a pleasure talking to you all.
Well, we appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for coming on, David. We appreciate it. And maybe we'll have you back in the future when you have a little bit more time and go over some other things.
All right.
Very
all right.
Good.
Well, thank you.
Everybody want to go pick his book up, The Left in Power, Clinton to Obama at frontpagemag.com. And thanks for being on,
yeah, we
David.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, very good. Well, let's go to a quick break here, and then we'll get back. And we have another guest coming on at, 10:30?
Probably about 10:30, okay. Hopefully. I haven't had direct contact, but I did leave him a message, and hopefully he'll come on. And we'll be talking about the Record Searchlight and things like that, about what they do and don't do and how they do it, you know, type things.
Well,
so there you go.
When we get back from the break, we'll have a little fun, too.
Yeah. So if you want to call in and have something you want to discuss or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work. Working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at 5starbank.com. 5-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Must be Budget Blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, everybody. Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. It's football season, and Mighty Fine has great deals on our nearly 300 beers for whichever big game you're looking forward to this weekend. We've also got daily deli specials under $5, fried chicken that can't be beat, and these new sriracha chicken bites that you just have to try. Locally owned and operated at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, Mighty Fine has everything you need for game day. Big store selection, small store service, Mighty Fine.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
About the shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answers that you want me to.
Oh well.
When I talk to God, I know I understand. That goes on. That's I like that.
That's going back a little bit in time.
That's going back into the vault there. That's Fleetwood Mac, if anybody didn't know it.
Memories.
Back from before anyone knew who Fleetwood Mac was.
Exactly.
Well, there's that, yeah.
From the Then Play On album. Anyway,
1969.
Going through the archives this morning. Anyway, we're back. I had a couple of things. Let's talk about Benjamin Franklin here for just a minute before we get to our caller. You know, I didn't realize that Ben Franklin was such a big fan of beer. You know, I was going through some of his quotes, and, you know, in wine there is wisdom, in beer there is freedom, in water there is bacteria. That's Ben Franklin.
Did he know something back then that we don't know now?
Here's another one, you know. Beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. boy.
I guess with that, we do have Peter on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I really enjoy listening to your show of a Sunday morning. It's very educational.
Thanks,
I enjoyed
Peter.
That David guy. He's a great example as we all start off as liberals and then hopefully we grow up and become conservative, normal.
Yeah, what's the old saying is that if you're not a Democrat when you're young, you don't have a heart. And if you're not a Republican or a conservative when you get older, you haven't got any brains.
Yeah, you're right. Listen, I've got a piece of paper here before me which I find is pretty devastating. Not so much for myself. When I was down with all the liberals down there in San Francisco, I was in a union and for a few years, and I get a bit of beer drinking money out of it in my retirement years, which is being cut back now, and I'm not concerned about myself, but what's devastating is this is the automotive industry pension fund. And it says here, on September the 27th, 2016, the Board of Trustees of the Automotive Industry Pension Fund Plan submitted an application to the U.S. Department of Treasury Department for approval to reduce benefits under the plan. This type of benefit reduction is allowed by federal law called the Multi Employer Pension Reform Act of 2014. Now, let me tell you, it's quite a few pages here, but let me tell you what's going to happen. Participants who retired prior to January 1997, they're originally on $1,350 a month. It's being reduced to $588. Participants that retired on 1997 that year got $1,419. It's being reduced to $588. Participants who retired in January 99 to June the 30th, 2003, they're on $1,500 a month. It's being reduced to $588. Participants that got after that, that were on $1,175, it's being reduced to $515. The proposed reduction will be permanent. Now, you know, this is the private sector. This is the real world. We're the ones that make this country happen and the world happen. But in the meantime, you got these bloody parasites. I've got no time for public servants, you know that. I think they're a pack of bludgers and useless, and, you know, I don't need them. But anyway, but, you know, why is it that their CalPERS pension is untouchable? But in the private sector, now I've got a mate, a good drinking buddy here, an immigrant like myself from Austria. He's with a carpenter's pension. He was on about $1,400. He retired in the late 90s. His pension has been reduced from 1400 odd to 900 or a little bit under.
Peter, we're at the top of the hour and they're going to cut us off. If you want to hang on until after the break, that would be great.
Thank you.
You bet. You've been listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 1460.
More Sovereign Minds straight ahead. First, the news on KCNR Shasta Redding, a service of Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harris. Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence says he and Donald Trump, quote, will absolutely accept the results of the election and the will of the American people on November 8th. Pence, talking to NBC-TV's Meet the Press program this morning, responding to questions about Donald Trump's claims of a, quote, rigged election. Pence says the country has a tradition of the peaceful transfer of power. More bad weather headed for the Pacific Northwest, blasted yesterday by remnants of a typhoon.
Real heavy rain should kind of taper off sometime Sunday night into Monday morning, but we'll still maintain that onshore flow condition, which will last at least through Tuesday, and then maybe sometime Tuesday night, Wednesday, you might get a little bit more of a break.
Bruce Sullivan of the National Weather Service. The Navy looking into a possible missile attack from Yemen on a group of American warships in the Red Sea. Admiral John Richardson says the U.S. destroyer Mason may have been the attack object. The Navy says the Mason has been targeted twice in the past by missiles fired out of territory held by Shiite rebels and their allies in Yemen. Meanwhile, two Americans have been released by rebels in Yemen thanks to a complicated diplomatic deal that included airlifts for Yemenis who were wounded last week.
This seems to have sprung from an airstrike that was carried out by a Saudi-led coalition, which has been battling the Yemeni rebels for nearly 2 years now. The strike that happened last weekend hit a packed funeral hall, and it killed over 140 people and wounded 600 more. This seems to have galvanized diplomatic efforts to resolve some longstanding issues between the Houthis and the Saudi-led coalition.
Correspondent Joseph Crass. Authorities say the 15-year-old daughter of Olympic sprinter Tyson Gay has been fatally shot in Kentucky. Lexington police say they were called to a restaurant where gunshots had been exchanged. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
Kuwait's cabinet has resigned and its parliament has been dissolved over a, quote, lack of cooperation this morning, setting the stage for early elections. Kuwait state-run television and news service made the announcement after an emergency government meeting. Kuwait, a major oil producer and a stalwart U.S. ally, held its last parliamentary elections in 2013. In that race for the 50-seat legislative body, some Islamist groups and opposition groups boycotted the vote. Ahead of the 2013 poll, Kuwait still faced lingering unrest from the Arab Spring. More than 50 cave etchings thought to be thousands of years old have been found in the northern Spanish town of Laquisio. Experts say the etchings are a, quote, treasure of mankind and of exceptional technical quality and visibility. Amongst the figures carved into the stone surface are horses, bison, goats, and for the first time, at least two lions. The region of Bizikia neighbors the region of Cantabria, where other paintings have been found. News and analysis at townhall.com. A star-studded lineup expected for the Forbes Under 30 Summit in Boston.
Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps, actor Ashton Kutcher, and Virgin Atlantic Airways founder Sir Richard Branson, among the sports stars, celebrities, business icons, musicians, and fashion designers scheduled to attend. Billed as the world's greatest gathering of young entrepreneurs and game changers, the four areas of content, science and technology, finance and investing, media and creativity, and policy and social good, will be staged at various universities around the city today through Tuesday. Some 5,000 current and future leaders of every field are expected to attend. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 16th, a birthday for some notable people, including actress Angela Lansbury. She's 91 years old today. Actor Barry Corbin turned 76. Sportscaster Tim McCarver has 75 candles on his cake today, and singer John Mayer is 39. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. $100,000. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back. We're into the second hour of Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. What a day. We've got so much material, it's hard to keep up with everything. Just because the WikiLeaks dump, the election coming on, it's just insane, everything. I'm not even sure where to start here. We've got so much material. I guess we're going to have a guest on at 10:30.
We're working on it. Yeah, Mark Baird should be on. We were going to talk about the record searchlight and Sheriff Lopey.
We need to get like a sound effect. Every time we say that, Bob, we flush.
We're working on that.
Yeah. Okay, and we still have callers on the line.
So, do we? Oh, yeah, we've got
Peter, and then we got Dar waiting to chime in with us after Peter.
Okay, well, go ahead, Peter, and finish your thoughts.
Listen, mate, I'll try not to be too long, but look, this is pretty serious. This is a $11,000 to $12,000 a year cut in your pension. This is a difference of being, out in the bloody street or living in a tent and or living in an apartment or a house. And my whole question is, if it can happen to the private sector, why can't it happen to the biggest bludgers in the Western world, public servant sector?
It actually is going to. It's happening, and it just hasn't kicked in yet, because the real deal is that the pension system is failing even more so in a lot of ways on the public employee sector. They've just been doing everything under the sun to cover it up.
Well, I know that, but listen, here you got this group going together before the Treasury Department and saying, look, we can't afford this, we want to cut down, and they say, okay, they probably get a bit of money in their back pocket, but the public servants of all over America, regardless state or local or whatever, the Western world, you can't touch their pension.
Sure you can.
Yeah, you can.
The only thing way you can touch their pension is when the whole system is bankrupt.
It already is.
It is.
Well, we know that, but they want increases in taxes and everything
else. Sure. Well, there's two ways you go bankrupt, Peter. Real slowly at first until it goes really fast all of a sudden.
But my point still is that in the private sector, they can go before the Treasury Department and say, we want this to happen, here's a few bucks, and they make it happen. But the public servants, you know, get a job at 25, retire at 55, live to 85, and their pension's carved in stone for 60 bloody years.
Well, that isn't...
Go ahead, Red. Yeah, it's not carved in stone anymore. After the Stockton bankruptcy, it was defined that you can actually open up the public employee's lockbox on pension to pay creditors. Pensioners actually become unsecured creditors and go to the back of the line for their money. And not only did the court determine that they could do that, they determined that a municipality can declare bankruptcy specifically to open up the public employee pensions to pay creditors. Now, also what they've started doing is CalPERS sent out a notice to local municipalities that they're going to start shortchanging people's pensions, kind of like what the Teamsters have done to you. They're not going to pay the full amount on the pension checks. The only difference is the local municipalities that those workers retired from is on the hook to make up the difference. Now, there's four municipalities in Marin County that have just gotten hit with this that said, no, we're not. We're not going to make up the difference in your CalPERS check. And there's four different agencies that are now filing suit before the Supreme Court to attempt to force those municipalities to pay.
Yeah, it's all coming to a head. And here's the real deal. When you can't pay, you won't. And that's really what's coming down here.
Yeah.
And they just haven't hit the bottom of the bucket yet, but it's coming, and we're almost there now.
Listen, I love to listen to you guys. You're a wealth of knowledge. You educate me every Sunday. I thank you very much.
Thanks
all right,
a lot
thanks
for calling,
in, Peter. We appreciate it. And with that, we have Dar on the line. Good morning, Dar. Dar, you with us?
Are you there,
yeah,
Dar?
Yeah, I am.
You got a question or comment for us this morning?
Well, I've been listening, you know, and talking about what's going on, and I really do not believe these smears against Donald Trump. I mean, the man's
not
a businessman. I think he's more intelligent to do those than those things. And why would he have to? I mean, he.
Well, you know, here's the other thing. If you were a woman and you were sexually assaulted by a billionaire, would you wait like 20 years to report it to anybody, or would you probably try to sue him right away because he has money?
Yeah, well, I just don't believe it. Okay, but my thing is just the people who have friends who aren't registered to vote, they have to get registered to vote. They
I
have
agree.
To be talked to. A lot of these people don't understand what's going on. They just are, you know, when an animal gets hurt, like a dog gets hurt or a cat gets hurt, they remember. It seems like the American humans don't have the have memories anymore of what has happened in the past, you know? It's just like anything that's on TV, I don't watch TV, anything that's on TV, that's what they have in their head, and that's what they see, and they've forgotten everything that's happened in the past.
Well, you know, what happens is if you're educated with untruths and things that don't matter, you know, it's garbage in, garbage out. That's all that's happened is that, you know, we've been educated to be stupid, basically, beyond our own intelligence through the school system and the government education. But reality has a way of waking you up very quickly at some point, and we're just about there. I agree with exactly what you're saying, but I think there's also a reckoning. It's like believing that if all the food crops, all the food crops fail, that you won't starve. Well, you can believe that all day long until the food crops fail, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're going to get hungry.
Well, the thing is that... I'm older than you. I was brought up in a school system in the 50s and the 60s, and we were taught to think.
I'm not sure that you're that much older than me.
Well, but I'm just saying, they don't teach what... I've got some of my books from high school.
No, I agree with you.
Well, they keep the kids so preoccupied, a lot of them, in school that they don't think for themselves.
Yeah, I started school.
Something else is thinking for them or dictating to them how to think or how to feel.
Well, and we used to cover a lot. I mean, we used to revere the founding fathers for their accomplishments. We used to revere America, you know, because, you know, they try to cover this stuff up. But where did electric lights come from? Airplanes, automobiles, all the stuff that revolutionized the world. For 5,000 years, in order to have light, you had to light a lamp, you know, with oil. oil and a candle, you know, and all these things came from America because America was the land of the free and economic freedom was a part of it. And they've lost touch with that because as soon as you think that the government is responsible for taking care of you, you know, then you keep looking to the government to solve all your problems. Then you become complacent and you become lazy and you become what we've become to a certain degree. We're about half and half at this point, but there is a reckoning coming for the people who believe that social justice is government dealt justice.
Well, the thing is that I just want to say this. You talk about what your vote doesn't count. Bernie Sanders was elected as mayor of Burlington, Vermont back in 1981 by a majority of 10 votes.
I agree. I think our votes do count to a big degree, but in this election, we need to landslide this thing because they are trying to fix the election. The media is telling lies right and left about what the numbers are saying, you know, provable. I mean, I've done research on the polls. They're lying. They're skewed with they're skewing all the facts, and the mainstream media is totally controlled. But you go on to the social media, and it's not the same because people are waking up in droves on the social media. Did I lose her?
I think.
Wow.
I think we might have lost her. Anyway. But thanks for calling in, Dar.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. And with that, we do have another caller on the line. Good morning, busy. Andrew from Bernie. What can we do for you?
Let's not break the backs of the record Searchlight. Now, it's been my experience in life that oftentimes they want to gain readership.
Yep.
So, in effect, they will offer you a month, 2-3 weeks of free subscriptions, and
hey,
then
like
we take the paper.
So
you
like
do
this.
It. Take the free paper.
And then cancel it.
Yeah. And if we get enough of us to do that, that isn't free, is it?
It's a good idea. I like it. Hey, good job.
Anyway.
Hey.
And, gosh dang, great show this morning. Red wanted to talk about the bayonets that the law enforcement are getting. I want to be the first kid on my block with a confirmed kill of an unconstitutional LEO. I'm sorry, I had to say it. These sons of
sounds like that old Country Joe and the Fish song. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box. You know, I mean,
yeah. But it's just unbelievable, and we are on the cusp of the dark ages.
I agree.
People have to wake up. It's or it'll be over.
I disagree. I don't think we're on the cusp of the dark ages. I think it's darkest right before the dawn. I am. For the first time,
perpetual
in a lot
optimistic.
Of years,
you're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
I'm starting to see dawn.
Let's just hope it's not a train.
Well, that too. But
well,
I'm
with you. But if we don't get this done, it will go dark.
I agree.
It will. Yeah. I agree.
There's
with
no
that.
Question.
If
There's
we
no.
don't take this fight up, and if we don't win this fight, it will go dark.
I think we're already pretty much in the dark.
Hey, I got a breaking story here, and then we'll get back to Dar.
Yeah, she called back in.
Here's a breaking story. I want you to hear this. This guy has been assaulted by Hillary. Let me see if we can get this up here. Hold on. Let me get this thing queued up here. And
yeah, wait, it's queuing that.
Yeah, no, it's coming right now. Hold on. Here it is.
I'm also in agreement. Let's destroy the record search.
I agree with that one, Ted. Like,
okay, hold on. Here we go. Secondly,
what's up, Facebook? What's going on? So, I got something that I want to talk about. I was sexually assaulted by Hillary Clinton. She sexually assaulted me about 10 years ago. So, I want to speak up about it. It's been bothering me for 10 years now. I've been hurt for 10 years. And so I've just now decided to step up about Hillary Clinton sexually harassing me. 35 years? You gonna wait to tell I'm a billionaire? Oh, no, come on now. I might take it to the grave if you're broke. But if you're rich, do you think I'm gonna wait 35 years? Hell no! You know they are victims. But I've never heard of a woman waiting 100 years to report rape from a multi-billionaire. I ain't never heard of that. And I think Hillary Clinton, the woman who sexually harassed me, she sexually assaulted me, she sure did, well, she did it 10 years ago, but, you know, since she run for president, I decided to go ahead and bring it up, you know? She's a liar, she's a thief, and she's a manipulator. What's up, Facebook? What's going on?
Oh, hold on. Let's shut that off. There we go. Yeah, that's it just came in over Facebook. Sexually assaulted by Hillary Clinton 10 years ago, and he just happened to bring it up because she's running for president.
It's Buchel. Is that who that was?
Good one there. That was pretty good, Andrew.
Hey, great show, guys. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in. And I guess we have Dar back on the line. Are you back with us, Dar?
Yeah, my battery went dead.
Oh, sorry. We thought maybe we you hung up on us.
Oh, no, I didn't hang up on you. Anyway, another thing is that all these things that go through my head, they keep on saying we had the worst recession since the big recession, not recession, depression since 1939 or 1930.
Well, that was a depression.
You know, that's a lie.
That was a depression. Yeah, that
I know, but they, well, it hasn't, haven't they been saying that was the worst depression when Obama came into office?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're caught up with some of those figures at this point.
We're still in the middle of it.
But the depression of the 30s was not anything like we've ever had again.
Well, I think we're, do you know what I think the difference is? I think that we are at the same fork in the road as was back then. But back then, we didn't have, back then you had soup lines. You didn't have EBT cards. You didn't have the government handing out 47 million people, food stamps. So there's things that are different, but the unemployment rate is getting, if not the same, it's right there. So there's a lot of similarities, but we're headed right down that road again to it being just as rough. That was a deflationary cycle, and we're in a deflationary cycle right now as well. We just haven't, you know, back then half the population was able to support itself because they were survivalists. They were used to depending on themselves. They were used to doing things and growing food and things like that. Well, right now, if half of these guys get cut off of food stamps, they're going to be out there robbing everybody in the street because they won't know how to even grow a turnip.
And we're not getting all the right information. We don't know how many people are out on the streets because
all
of you know. So
my last thing is on the initiatives in November, the ballot initiatives. I wonder how many people really understand them, and there was any way that sometimes someone could go over them and explain some of them. I've got them in front of me. I got them from the Patriot meeting. But
yeah, we're gonna do that, Dar. We just haven't got to it yet.
I'll tell you, some people I've talked to people, and they don't, and they just give me a blank stare, like, "What are you talking about?" You know,
right?
And they don't even know what they're voting or not voting for.
Yeah, we're going to go over that.
I appreciate your time.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. Well, it's hard for people out there because you've got to read between the lines on all that. You know, yes is no and no is yes and this garbage in between instead of being straightforward with any of that.
I've been doing the homework on this, but I want to make sure that I have done my homework and I don't shoot from the hip on this stuff. So I want to make sure we have a show in the next week or two basically for these measures. But I want to do the homework on each one of them. So I'm just not, I'm thinking for myself as opposed to letting someone else think for me.
Yeah, and one of the things that I think it's difficult for us in California to see the light on the horizon is because we're in California. We're like the resistance movement in the gulag of the darkest Siberia here. I mean, you cannot pick a worse state or a worse place in California for what is going on and what people are being hit with. It's not as bad as it is here everywhere else.
There's a lot of garbage there.
There is a lot of light dawning in other parts of the country.
Yeah, I agree with that. We've got so much garbage in this state.
We're under 50 feet of crap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's getting deeper, and we need to stop it.
And we're still hurting them.
Yeah, and we're still hitting them where it counts, that's for sure. And we will keep on fighting the fight for that, which we have to, in order to, you know, get back what is ours. Our country.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, and the hits just keep on coming. we just keep showing up here and we're making a dent in this thing. And I think the tide is turning, you know. I mean, it is definitely turning because, you know, there was a rally
the other day where they were, you know, basically talking about the prostitutes, and this wasn't a Democratic rally. This was a Republican rally. If I remember right, it was the rally that Paul Ryan staged, where the people went wild, and then on his phone call they went wild.
He's done.
He's done because he's, you know, he's basically a rhino, and everybody knows it because, you know, the media that was covering for all these people, people are not paying attention to it anymore because, good grief, they, you know, we're in recovery. We've been in recovery since 2008. How stupid do you got to be to realize that the economy is tanking out there? You know, oh, because the stock market is the only indicator in the whole economy that says we're doing just great.
Well, that's I don't buy any of it. They lie about the economic numbers. They lie about everything. They're lying about the poll numbers. I'm telling you, you're absolutely right.
I think he's burying them.
Well, what don't they lie about? They lie about absolutely everything across the board.
Well, a couple of the things that I saw this last week that just made me go, uh-huh, is number one, Donald Trump did an online, he did a rally in North Carolina, and he did it live on Facebook. 110,000 people watched that live on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah.
Hillary can't get 5,000.
They got to have a green screen behind her to fake the people.
Well, she can if she pays them all.
She's got to invite the father of the Orlando shooter to fill out her crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's that bad. And then the other thing that I saw this week is Louis Farrakhan turning on Hillary Clinton, standing in front of his congregation calling her Satan, telling black communities, do not vote for this woman. She is the worst thing that ever happened to black people. When Louis Farrakhan turns on you, you got a problem.
Yeah. And with that, we do have another caller on the line. Good morning, Mr. Wilkinson. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Did you discuss the what the headlines in today's paper yet?
The record flashlight, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
No, I haven't watched it.
Anyway, it says the heartache of gun deaths, a whole big article on it, and it's inside, almost a full page inside about it. And why are they doing it? There's a Proposition 63 is a restrictive gun bill, and here they have an article about guns just before the election. You know, I think that's what they're trying to do is sway people's vote here. I don't think they do that.
Stop reading the record, Serge. Like,
yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. People aren't reading it and listening to them. You know,
I think the other one. You know, I hate to make fun of you, but Alzheimer's walk participants determined rain or shine.
Yeah, I didn't read that. Anyway, I wonder if you noticed that in the paper.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that, you know. Yeah. But again, like Robert says, you know, why support them?
Yeah, just
why support
cancel your subscription. Cancel your subscription. You know, quit sending these guys money. They need to be put out of business.
It's like watching a kid touch a hot stove. Ow.
Yeah.
Ow. Ow. Stop it.
Yeah, stop. Just stop. So, let's see. I've got a bunch of clips here on Hillary.
We got another caller. We're hot on the phones this morning.
Might as well.
Good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning. Hey, I have an answer for Peter's question. Why aren't the CalPERS pensions touched the same way that the private sector are? And the reason is the CalPERS and the government employees is the new royalty class of America. Hey, what I wanted to talk to you about is I call you guys, I call Carl Bott, and I call Pete Peters. I'm pretty much singing to the choir because we're all conservatives. You guys, could you put your heads together and find out what the liberals in this area listen to, and I could call them up and stir up the pot?
NPR.
Yeah, NPR.
Do they take phone calls? Do they have on-the-air programming like this?
We should do a little
I don't believe telephones are environmentally friendly.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a little
recon. Oh, they're not green?
Yeah, do some research on that, would you please?
Sure, we'll do that.
Now, today's paper, a editorial by old Silas Lyons, they're talking about that female that came out of the woodwork here about 10 years ago and crying about sexual harassment. No, Silas is whining about what kind of world Emerson's going to live in, Emerson's his little boy. And they mentioned Donald a couple, two or three times in it. At the end of it, one of the sentences goes, but to drag the ethos of that time into modern conversation is to sell a lie to the boys of America. He doesn't mention the fact that the liberals drug that into the news media and Hillary was behind it. He turns it around, blames it all on Trump.
These guys are...
Who cares what Silas Lyon thinks or wants? He's a partisan pinhead. Stop reading his work.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys need to be tuned in what the enemy's doing. Now, in order to get rid of the record searchlight...
No, I don't. I can tell. I could probably sit behind a desk and never read the record searchlight and have a pretty good idea of what those people are up to. I don't have to give them money or support to do it.
Oh, I like I say, I steal my neighbor's newspaper about 5 in the morning. Read it and take it back, put it together. You know, he's a government worker, and he doesn't get up till about 10.
Well, there you go. I guess you could do that. At least he's not really supporting them.
But listen, here's an idea what we might do. I think we ought to get a writing campaign going from the citizens here and write USA Today and tell them how disappointed we are with their newspaper and their editors, in particular Silas, who came from San Diego and San Luis Obispo and all the liberal bastions, and Carol Ferguson.
Oh, he's just a poor old boy from West Virginia.
And tell them that we just assumed they didn't even supply a newspaper to our conservative area.
I don't think we need one here because, I mean, if I want to go out and, chase butterflies, I'll just go buy me a net and head out to the park, you know.
The only way they're going to stop supplying a newspaper here is if people quit subscribing to it.
Yep.
Well, let's put some thought into... maybe you guys could come up with an address, and people could just drop a little note how dissatisfied they are with their crummy paper.
Maybe we should set up some kind of a website or something where everybody could just post online.
Well,
Dump the record searchlight.
The head guys of the USA Today need to see it.
I don't think they care. I don't think it'll make any difference, and I don't think us putting energy. This is my own opinion. Wasting energy towards it.
I think you just keep watching Greg Hunter, who used to work for USA.
Just go to other resources and passing CNN the correct information around, because all they do is print lies, which we know that they're good at.
You know, I went to Lori's forum down at the library yesterday, and Dane Wigington was there, Wigingham, and somehow they have come up with the idea of maybe having a lot of people show up at the record searchlight demanding that they start paying attention, maybe printing some of the articles about these vapor trails that go from horizon to horizon and never disappear.
I think what they ought to do is actually set up a picket line out there and not let them go to work or something. That might have some effect.
If they took the time and the effort that they want to put into that, they could put together their own alternative news media.
Well, you know what else we could do? You know that crummy little advertisement paper they throw out every Wednesday morning? And there's about four or five of them in your neighbor's driveway up and down the street because nobody picks them up. We could pick those up and go throw them in their driveway at the same time.
I don't know. I think we need to move on.
Yeah, and I think we just need to put our energy into something that we can, you know.
Am I losing the love?
I wouldn't say that you're...
All right,
thanks for calling in. I just think that, you know... If people took that energy and put it towards something else, just think what we could do and what movement we could show. And they're irrelevant anyway.
I think personally that enough of the average guy out there's got to get slammed so hard that it hits it, that it just buries him into the sidewalk, and he wakes up and goes, "What is happening? You know, I need to do something." And I think that's starting to happen. But, you know, you got to get enough people out there. You got to change the hearts and minds and concentrate on changing the hearts and minds of the people out there, not the people that are doing the propaganda. I mean, I just don't think that you're going to get anywhere with it. I mean, I'd love to boycott the paper, but.
There is, it's right and it's intelligent. And the way that you change people's hearts and mind is with the media. But instead of standing there going, "Quit hitting me. Quit hitting me, quit hitting me," start counterpunching.
That's what we've been doing.
And you do that with alternative media.
Right.
You don't stand there and just keep taking hits. Go, "Hey, don't do that. Don't do that." I mean, Jesus Christ. I just, what does it take? Quit helping them out.
Exactly. Don't play their game.
There you have it.
You know.
Hey, let's play a video.
We got.
Nick was asking about what do the liberals listen to in our area. I knew there was a progressive talk station in our midst, but I couldn't remember the call letters. But it's KKRN at 88.5 FM.
KK.
If you want to know what the left is talking about or listening to, that would probably be the best. Local source.
Would that be Ku Klux Rodham Network?
And it's licensed to Round Mountain, which thrills Round Mountain Bob, I'm sure.
I'll have to write that down here.
KKRN, 88.5 FM.
KKRN, and we'll have to call in there, 88.5. Wow, nice. And maybe we can be disruptive or something. Okay, so... With that, let's.
I'm not trying to be disruptive. I'm just trying to be fair.
And just like trying to pass the information along to those out there that may need it.
I think we need to be rebel rousers. I think we need to take the Sam Adams approach and just stir up trouble constantly.
We already do that.
Yeah, well, that's
but let's be real effective.
We've been making beer references all morning.
And you know, if a couple of beers just happen to be in the mix, hey.
Beer and civil disobedience.
That's
an American
right.
Tradition.
That's an America. That's the America. That's America.
Yeah, that is America.
That's America. That's American way.
I wanted to pop open a Foster's after I heard Peter.
That there is some good beer.
I want to play. I'm going to play this one real quick. This is a little short clip. I got a bunch of these clips, but I want you to cue up the liar, liar, Bob, pants on fire video. I think I sent that in another email.
Yep.
But let me play this one real quick if I can do it without getting all screwed up here. But here we go.
Follow the money. Enormous amounts of money have flowed to the Clintons.
The president's made more than $100 million.
Some of that money lands in their pocket. Some of it lands in their foundation. You have a foreign government that wants something from the State Department while Hillary Clinton is Secretary of State. They will make a large payment to the Clinton Foundation. Money exchanges hands and favors are done. It's made them fabulously wealthy. How is this not corruption? How is this not a crime? With the Clintons, everything is for sale.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's the case. Everything is for sale with
I
the Clintons.
Oh,
and then we got Dick Morris coming up here. I might as well play. Here's Dick Morris about Kathleen Wiley and well, Bob's working on that. Let's
try company to... with Hillary Clinton when I saw how she was using private detectives to investigate the women who were linked to her husband.
Those allegations come from several women involved with Bill Clinton, including Jennifer Flowers, Elizabeth Ward Grayson, Paula Jones, and Kathleen Willey.
The scare tactics, you know, being followed, being audited by the IRS, their homes broken into.
Clinton supporter and campaign worker Kathleen Willey was a White House volunteer who alleges that President Clinton sexually assaulted her. Willey says 2 days before she was set to testify against President Clinton in the Paula Jones sexual harassment case, a stranger confronted her.
We passed and he stopped and he said, "Hey Kathleen, did you ever find your cat?" And then he said, rather ominously, "Yeah, that bullseye was a really nice cat." And that's what I thought, that something else was going on here. He stood back and he said, "You're just not getting the message, are you?"
The Clinton attack machine immediately targeted Willey. Jared Stern, a former Marine who was hired to investigate Kathleen Willey during a clandestine nighttime meeting.
It was late at night. He called me, asked me to meet him here in this parking garage. I met him. Said he had something very important to discuss.
Stern declines to discuss what he was hired to do. But Stern has admitted he was so uneasy about it that he called Willey.
And he left a message for me saying, "Be careful, that there were people out to get me."
The Clintons are a unit. They share a zeal for power and a willingness to engage in any and all threat-neutralizing strategies. Legality be damned.
Willey says her car was vandalized, her house broken into, and a cat's skull was left on her porch.
And I don't understand how any woman in this country could vote for a woman who does that to other people. They're power hungry. They stop at nothing. They stop at nothing.
Gee, do you think they would stop at...
Follow.
Do you think they would stop at drumming up a bunch of people and paying them off to try to get Trump unelected by, you know... branding him as some sexual harassment kind of guy.
It sounds like Frank Underwood from the House of Cards series could take lessons from him.
Yeah, these guys
are doing it forever.
That's what I'm saying. These guys, that's way. I mean, we're talking. This goes way back
in the very beginning.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. I'm going to play another one. I think Bob's just about got the music keyed up. Let's play one more here. This is something that I guess the media just missed as well. This is Russian uranium deals. Interesting.
You have a foreign government that wants something from the State Department while Hillary Clinton is Secretary of State. They will make a large payment to the Clinton Foundation. That will be followed by favorable action on their behalf. Well, the Russians want to buy 20% of U.S. uranium production. And for this transaction to go through, it has to be approved by the U.S. federal government. Because uranium is regarded as a critical industry in the United States. So it goes before the federal government, where it needs to be signed off by a series of federal agencies, including the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. The Clinton Foundation gets $30 million, the first payment in what will become more than $100 million in pledges and commitments and donations. What this means, in essence, is that the Russian government was funneling money through a subsidiary directly to the Clinton Foundation. And Hillary Clinton says, you know what, I think this is a good deal. Let's let Vladimir Putin take control of what is now 20% of U.S. uranium production. How is this not corruption? How is this not a crime?
Yeah, except now they're trying to paint Trump as the guy who's in collusion with Putin. Really? You know, so she makes a deal to sell Putin 20% of her uranium production, gets a big payoff over at the Clinton Foundation. I guess the media just forgot about this one too, right?
They've forgotten about all of it. There has been so much damning things that have come out. And the WikiLeaks, there was so much damning evidence before WikiLeaks. There was damning evidence back in the early 90s before Bill ever became president. I mean, these people have been horrible, corrupt, evil, rotten, murderous, vindictive, lying, stealing, corrupt SOBs since the beginning.
And you know something? What have they got on Trump? One little sentence inside of a bus that wasn't supposed to be recorded. And you know who recorded that? Billy Bush. Anybody know who Billy Bush is? I think he's like the nephew of...
Yeah. Imagine that.
Just a coincidence.
Yeah.
If we're discussing global crime families, I can happily go to town on the Bushes.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to be, prejudiced or anything on any of this stuff. But I think that the mainstream media is being called out to task here with all of this stuff. And who wants to listen to you? You know, it's like, why would you buy a paper anymore if all you're going to do is get lied to?
Well, the lies are so many and so big, no matter where you're going to... Can't you see it? I mean, it's so in your face with them. That's what I don't understand. It's so in your face. So why spend the energy or time, like, on the record searchlight? You know what I mean?
To me, it's like dealing with a four-year-old, okay? I walk into the house and my four-year-old is covered head to toe in marker. Did you cover yourself with a marker?
No, Daddy.
No, what marker? I don't have any marker. Yeah, and you know your kid's lying to you. Then the press comes in, and then it's like, okay, so you know that your kid's going to take the marker and paint all over himself with the marker and then lie to you about it, but you keep giving the kid the marker.
Marker, exactly, yeah.
And instead of blaming the kid or, you know, taking the marker away, you call the marker company and say, hey, can you make this less permanent ink?
Yeah. Can you put a warning on the marker my kid so he doesn't paint himself?
Now you got take the marker away. You quit getting lied to.
Yeah.
Now you got CNN telling its viewers that it's illegal to read WikiLeaks. You can't make this crap up. Only the media can show them is what they're telling them. Somehow they have the power to view, you know, the view.
They only know the best for everybody.
They can look, the media can look at them.
Did CNN really say
that? They said it. I'm looking at it right here. They said they're the only ones that have the power to read these emails because otherwise everyday Americans, it's illegal.
Wake up, America. Your intelligence is being insulted.
In more ways than one.
Yeah, so go ahead and play the clip, and we'll go to a break here, and then we'll come back.
That comes into an argument that we can get into, too, because does WikiLeaks not constitute journalism?
Oh, no.
Well, no, not for them.
No.
Come on.
Is it actually not?
No, because
what journalism used
no,
to be.
No, because Hillary got to delete all those emails illegally, criminally. But when they actually get them back through whatever means, then they're the bad guys, because even though she was the one that was committing the treasonous criminal act,
this goes right to you know, the people at Malheur getting arrested for doing press, the two journalists that are sitting in jail right now for reporting on the pipeline protests. This is the same crap and nonsense. They're coming after the First Amendment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll play
yes.
this song, and then we'll come back with some more of the greatest hits. And when we talk about with the Clintons, when we're talking about the greatest hits, we're not talking about
music,
we're not
necessarily
talking about music anymore. We're talking about hits. You know, you know, if we'll have to come over
like
to your
cement
house
shoes
and
stuff.
It's going to get real ugly. You know what I'm saying?
People
and,
disappearing.
You know, just the fact that I got no neck doesn't even matter. Go ahead and play.
Oh.
This is due to our survey this week.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. Whitewater and cattle futures, Lincoln spent for rent. FBI files in her home that had her fingerprints. Rose Law Firm billing records went missing for a time, but just until the SOL had run out for the crime. Her plane touched down in Bosnia under sniper fire. Exhibit 666 from our congenital liar. The girl who shared her poem must have been a Navy SEAL. Dodging bullets on the tarmac, really no big deal. Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. She flunked the DC bar exam, but it's not about cognition. She said, I can't recall 50 times in deposition. White House furniture and China she had to give back. Honesty is not the only moral code she lacks. Her speech at the convention, most important of her life. Bill took a nap, hands in his lap, ouch, that had to bite. She spoke for one whole hour and didn't make us pay. But for just 20 minutes, Wall Street gave $300K.
I don't feel no ways tired.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. 30,000 wiped out emails, that for sure a winner. They were all about her yoga class and Chelsea's wedding dinner. She said they weren't top secret when sent or when received. But the FBI said, yeah, they were. Who do you believe? The White House travel office was another major fail. She stuffed it with her cronies after firing Billy Dale. With DNC and Sanders, $6 billion gone from state. Clinton Foundation, CGI, how long should Haiti wait?
It's time for the United States to start thinking of Iraq as a business opportunity.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. She lined her pantsuit pockets with foreign donations. Passed through Canada to the Clinton Foundation. Oman and Saudi princes, she really made their day. While all the rest of us are the ones who get to pay. Perhaps the worst of all was her Benghazi lie. Told parents that a video was why sons had to die. 3 a.m. call unanswered, proof she is a fake. Then she had the nerve to say,
what difference at this point does it make?
Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. Roger Clinton out of prison when his pardon came. Mark Rich was still a fugitive, the story is the same. His pardon cost $1 million and help for Hillary. Well, axe folks now just move along, there's nothing here to see. Bobby Bill chases the skirts just like Anthony Weiner. His brother said Bill's nose would blow us like a vacuum cleaner. The fast right-wing conspiracy, another of her tales. Lock her up, the people say, let ISIS pay her bail.
because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. So now we have this Hillary, a liar and a thief. She wants us all to make her the commander-in-chief. She'll take the oath of office and say, so help me God. Fingers crossed behind her back with a wink and a nod.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
Don't let anybody tell you that it's corporations and businesses that create jobs.
Yeah, it's don't let anybody ever tell you that it's corporations and businesses that create jobs. It's it's us. It's we. Yeah, that's it. That's a ticket. You know, we just create all the jobs and we don't lie ever. Yeah, that's it. We never lie. We always tell the truth, and we're not taking any money under the table. Yeah, that's it. No money under the table. Go on for about 10 minutes with this crap. Yeah, let's go to a break.
All right.
We need to get at least one in this hour.
If you want to call and have a question or comment for us, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Joe McKenna from CloudWise Academy. I learned a lot the hard way about internet marketing. Every month, I'll help you take control of how the internet impacts your business and your revenue. You'll hear the latest tech news from the digital world, but most importantly, get your tech and marketing questions answered. Learn what you need to know to manage the tech side of your business as effectively as you manage everything else. It's your chance to get those important questions answered. Join us for the Digital Revolution Radio Show every fourth Wednesday at KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Hi, I'm Renee Knoll, current NorCal Think Pink board member, reminding you that mammograms save lives. I invite you to visit NorCalThinkPink.org for early detection and resources information and a bag handout location near you. Remember, only 4 days to Think Pink Day.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. Hey, little Allman Brothers there. Good stuff. Wow, we're almost to the top of the hour and for heading into hour three. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State.
Yeah, and we're still trying to get a hold of our guest. I'm not sure. I know he's got a lot going on, and so
we have so much material, though. It's just
much news.
You know, the one thing
over.
About the Democrats, they're the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, but those kind of gifts we could do without. I'm just saying. You know?
there has been so much exposed in these. In these WikiLeaks, the voter fraud, Hillary Clinton's real feelings towards average Americans that she can't stand, you know, the fact that her diatribe on immigration, how blacks and Muslims are never successful because of who they are as people, on and on.
Yeah, it does. It just goes on and on. It's unbelievable.
Here's one that the mainstream didn't pick up, I guess. Here, let's play this little ditty here. This is good. Here.
That Bill and Hillary Clinton are responsible for in Haiti.
Haiti was used as a cover for foreign governments to funnel kickbacks of possibly hundreds of millions of dollars through the Clinton Foundation, done in exchange for favors that Hillary was doing for them as Secretary of State.
250,000 people were estimated to have died in a tragic earthquake in Haiti. Up to $13 billion from international relief organizations were committed. But who were the beneficiaries of this? So you had contracts going to these relief organizations that were also involved with the Clinton Global Initiative. Sometimes the contractors had experience, sometimes they did not. The Clintons have made out very well from the Haitian earthquake. The ordinary people of Haiti, not so much.
An outrage there is growing over the largely failed reconstruction effort, despite the hundreds of millions of dollars in aid that has been collected and spent.
And what took place, rather than rebuilding Haiti, was the self-enrichment by friends of the Clintons. How is this not corruption? How is this...
Yeah, I keep asking myself that. How is this not corruption? I'm pretty sure it is, you know, but you know, Trump said a bad word.
Yeah. That all depends on what your name is, whether it's corruption as far as they're concerned.
Trump said a bad word. That's it. That's what we got. We got people who made allegations that came out of the woodwork, blah, 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 blah. You know, and they set this up way back in the day. You know, I mean, this has been going on. The WikiLeaks saying they've been trying to set this up since May. You know, and then, you know, they finally got something that it took them how long to find one? The guy said one bad word. That's it. That's all they got. Yeah, that's all they got. We've got.
Up. We're at the top of the hour. That's what that is. Please stay tuned with Solver Mike. We've got more news and stories on the other side of this break. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Hour number three of Sovereign Minds up next on KCNR. Shasta Redding after the news, a service of Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence says he and Donald Trump would accept the results of the vote in November, despite Trump's talk of a, quote, rigged election. Pence tells NBC TV's Meet the Press program there is a, quote, obvious bias on the part of the media. He says that bias is what is behind Trump's claims. Turkish-backed Syrian opposition forces have captured the symbolically significant town of Dabiq from ISIS today.
The Islamic State group had said, based on Islamic lore, that Dabiq was going to be the site of an apocalyptic battle between crusaders and Muslim forces that was supposed to herald doomsday. This symbolizes quite a symbolic defeat for the group.
Correspondent Philip Issa. The U.S. and Britain say they're considering new economic sanctions on the Syrian and Russian governments because of their conduct in war-ravaged Aleppo. After a 10-nation meeting in London today, Secretary of State Kerry says crimes against humanity are occurring daily in Syria. Three members of a Kansas militia group are accused of plotting to bomb an apartment complex that's home to Somali immigrants in the western Kansas meatpacking town of Garden City.
A complaint unsealed on Friday charges 49-year-old Curtis Wayne Allen, 47-year-old Patrick Eugene Stein, and 49-year-old Gavin Wayne Wright with conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction. The complaint says they're members of a small militia group that calls itself the Crusaders. The complaint alleges group members hope to inspire other militia groups to, quote, wake people up. Prosecutors say the thwarted attack had been planned for the day after the November election. Bob Agnew reporting.
Authorities say the 15-year-old daughter of Olympic sprinter Tyson Gay has been fatally shot in Kentucky. The circumstances are unclear. Lexington police say witnesses reported an exchange of gunfire between cars in a restaurant parking lot near the University of Kentucky. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens99.com. Greens99.com. Greens99.com.
The European Space Agency has dispatched an experimental probe on the final leg of its mission to land on Mars. The Schiaparelli space lander separated from its mothership this morning in preparation for a controlled descent to the Red Planet on Wednesday. The probe will take images of Mars and conduct scientific measurements on the surface, but its main purpose is to test technology for a future European Mars rover. ESA's last attempt at Mars landing with Beagle 2 failed back in 2003. The International Space Station is about to get its first delivery from Virginia in 2 years. Orbital ATK, one of NASA's shippers, aims to launch its own cargo ship tonight from Wallops Island. The company's retooled Antares rocket will do the honors. Company officials were positive on the eve of the launch. One vice president said he's certain it will go well. NASA's other supplier, SpaceX, is currently grounded. News and analysis at townhall.com. A volunteer youth football coach gunned down after bringing refreshments to his team.
Police say Dave Williams had just dropped off cookies and drinks to his team after a practice at a Fort Lauderdale park packed with hundreds of athletes, coaches, cheerleaders, and parents when witnesses say he was approached by several men. Gunshots soon followed, and the men were seen running away with the 43-year-old man mortally wounded on the ground. No one else was injured, and police say they're asking for the public's help in identifying the gunman. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 16th. It's the 290th day of 2016. There are 76 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1793, Marie Antoinette, the Queen of France, was beheaded during the French Revolution. And on this date, back in 1969, the New York Mets capped their miracle season by winning the World Series, defeating the Baltimore Orioles 5-3 in Game 5 at Shea Stadium. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Grab life by the throttle. Play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, fuel, prizes, or his and hers Harley-Davidson Street 750s. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 7 p.m. for cash and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Or his and hers Harley-Davidson's. Not one, but two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Now, let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win his and hers Harley-Davidson Street 750s from Redding Harley-Davidson. Final drawing Thursday, October 27th. Cash up for grabs, too. Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river and on a Harley-Davidson.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
American.
That's right, we're American.
America.
We're in America. America. And we're American.
We like it.
That's right, as opposed to, you know, America, spelled with a K. Remember that one?
Yeah, I do remember that one.
Yeah. I got to play this guy. Here, you know, here's the CNN guy. Here's the CNN guy. I don't know his name. I don't watch CNN, but here's what he said about the hacked Clinton campaign emails.
Also interesting is, remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us. And
let's try that again. Hold on. Here we go.
So interesting is, remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us.
So let me think about this for a second. If it's illegal for everybody but CNN to have them, does that mean it was illegal for her to have them on a private server?
No.
No.
No, come on.
Just
don't you understand how this program works?
Yeah, gosh. You got me there. Yeah.
I feel pretty po-dunky.
You see it in breaking the law, then?
Yeah, usually. Well, you know,
code of moral ethics, journalistic integrity.
Well,
just
see, where,
add
where
them
is
to
that?
The list.
There's some code
where
there.
Where is that line drawn between news and propaganda? They're not the mainstream media. They're the mainstream marketers.
Yeah, they're the mainstream hacks.
Hey, WikiLeaks proves that you know, the media goes to the Clinton campaign to find out what they're to report, when they're to report it, and how to report it.
Do you know what I find really amazing? Is that these guys are so stupid, they're just now starting to protect their computers.
Right.
They've been getting hacked for like a year, you know?
Well, intelligence wasn't in the conversation prior. Yeah, you know, I'm just saying, you know?
Some of my favorite WikiLeaks were in the initial dump to John Podesta, and during the Iowa primaries and things like that, you have the Des Moines Star, the Iowa Register, all of these big newspapers that are actually sending their editorials and articles to John Podesta for him to edit them and send them back to him so they can print them in the paper.
Here's a new one for John Podesta. John Podesta email revealed by WikiLeaks shows that the Clinton Foundation was given a check for $1 million by the country of Qatar to coincide with Bill Clinton's birthday. Now, isn't that special?
Let's talk about the email to John Podesta where Saudi Arabia threatens to cut off funding to the Clintons unless she starts leaning on a deal against Israel. Let's talk about that one. Let's talk about the port of Long Beach that Bill Clinton gave to the Chinese government back in the 90s, and the deal that's going on and the construction going on in Long Beach that's worth billions of dollars that happened to be a client of John Podesta and the Clinton Foundation.
Here's another
one. What's that word again? Clinton.
I know. Here we go. WikiLeaks released an amazing video from Hillary insider Bill Ivey, Bill Ivey.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, to her campaign chairman, John Podesta, admitting that the left has conspired to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. So you deplorable, compliant citizenry, you unaware, deplorable sons of citizenry. And so, but hey, they're operating for your best interest. They're out for the middle class guy, aren't they? They want to make your life so much better after they get in power. And, they're not going to take any bribes or anything like that. And they would, I bet Bill doesn't even have he never has ever said a dirty word.
Not even a smidgen.
Yeah. Not even a smidgen. Cigarette, tipperillo.
I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm just saying.
Now,
Captain Bill, King of the Tipperillos.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Now, here's the full email from Bill Ivey, who was actually appointed by Bill Clinton back in the day, to John Podesta. Well, we all thought the big problem for us, for U.S. democracy, was Citizens United, Koch brothers, big money in politics. Silly us, turns out that money isn't all that important if you can conflate entertainment with the electoral process. Trump masters TV, so-called news picks, and repeats to death this opinionated blowhard and his harebrained ideas. Free-floating discontent attaches to a seeming strongman, and we're off and running. JFK Jr., who the Clintons killed, would be delighted by all this, and his George magazine saw celebrity politics coming. The magazine struggled as it was ahead of its time, but now it looks prescient. George, of course, played the development pretty lightly, basically for charm and gossip like people, and what are dealing with now is dead serious. How does this get handled in the general? Secretary Clinton is not an entertainer and not a celebrity in the Trump-Kardashian mold. What can she do to offset this? I'm certain the poll-directed insiders are sure things will default to policy as soon as the conventions are over, but I think not. And here's the good part. And as I've mentioned, we've all been quite content to demean government, drop civics, and in general conspire to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry.
There you go.
The unawareness remains strong, but compliance is obviously fading rapidly. This problem demands some serious, serious thinking and not just poll-driven, demographically inspired messaging.
Yeah, the fleas are jumping out of the bottle. Put the cap back on. The slaves are revolting.
Yes, they are.
Oh, boy.
You know, you've got her communications director, Jennifer Palmieri, going, you know, even though that we know that the secretary finds the average American disgusting,
right,
we really think that we should launch the campaign based on her being the champion of the average American.
She's the champion of the disgusting deplorables.
That
is so sick.
Here's another little WikiLeaks gem. Released a document from 2014 that shows Hillary Clinton knew that Saudi Arabia and Qatar were funding ISIS. She publicly condemns the financing of ISIS, but has accepted into her Clinton Foundation $5 million from Qatar and $25 million from Saudi Arabia.
No.
You know, and
this is
the public perception and the private thing. You know, you got to keep them separate, and it's for the good of everybody.
You do realize it's illegal for you to know this.
Yeah, I know, because that's what they – yeah, I mean, yeah, because that's what they said on CNN.
Yeah.
Just come on, man.
How much more is it going to take?
It's like – reminds me of a scene from Blazing Saddles. Hold it, or the deplorable gets it.
Exactly.
Huh? He means it. He means it.
Yeah, he ain't playing. Oh, you know, and one of the most damning that has come out in the latest drop is an email from the Pentagon to Hillary Clinton 12 minutes after 3 a.m. when Benghazi is first reported, offering not one but two fast response teams from Spain to report to Benghazi and Tripoli both to be backed up by special forces out of southern Europe, and she told them to stand down. Yeah. Lying. Mm.
Yeah.
Be careful.
She left those four Americans to die and did
what
it on purpose.
What difference at this point does it make?
For her own agenda.
Yeah, there's a couple words that come to mind.
Yeah.
Lying.
Wow.
Skanky. Yeah.
Speaking of lying,
mutt. We'll just go with
that's
that.
That's nice.
Mutt.
That's a cleanup.
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Office of National Intelligence on Election Security issued a joint statement today accusing Russia of attacking the Democratic National Committee and leaking 20,000 emails to the press.
I'm sorry.
What? Yeah, but it's illegal for Putin to have that. Oh, by the way, Vladimir, could you come over? You know, and that's French. I should probably go. Yeah, you like uranium? Come do uranium.
Yeah,
we kill Muslim squirrel. I mean, you know, you can't make this crap up. It's out of control.
Well, I'm so tired of the Russian stalking horse too. It's utter nonsense. And we are the ones that are provoking the Russians. We're doing it intentionally to distract and deflect.
Yeah, so okay. We're going to start a war because...
The Russians can't afford a war with us. They don't even have 1 million people in their military. Their military is about 750,000 people. They could not sustain a war against the United States and the NATO forces.
But you're not supposed to know that. That's illegal.
Almost 40%
of their... Wait, we don't want a ground war.
40% of their offensive forces are staged in the Arctic.
We don't want a
ground war. The rest of them are
watching
the Chinese border.
Yeah,
they cannot go to war with us in a conventional war. And if you back Putin into a corner, which he knows he can't win a fight, he's going to go nuclear. But
exactly.
The problem is our president is a punk, and he doesn't think like that, and he assumes other people think like a punk.
Well, he's a member of the Chum Gang, you know. Well, that's what you do when you're a Chum Ganger. It's kind of like a doppelganger, but different. Here's another little gem. I got to play it. These little minute gems are good. And then we'll do the voter fraud. We have to do it because here's this gem.
I look forward to working with all of you, particularly the appropriators.
Companies will give money to the Clintons, either in the form of speaking fees or in the form of donations to the Clinton Foundation. And the Clintons will then, in effect, do their bidding. And they've done it in a way that creates commercial opportunities for donors and friends and allies.
Now, Ericsson is a Swedish telecom company that was in trouble with Hillary Clinton's State Department because Ericsson was selling a lot of telecom equipment to Iran and to other oppressive governments. Ericsson risked being put on a list by the federal government in the United States for trading with an enemy.
Who is it?
Ericsson deciding to hire Bill Clinton to give a speech. $750,000, his single biggest speech payday. 7 days after he gave that speech, Hillary's State Department came out with a statement. We said, we are not going to broaden sanctions on Iran to include technologies like telecom. Ericsson was able to avoid giving up contracts that were highly lucrative in these countries, all because, essentially, they paid Bill Clinton to give a speech for $750,000.
Will you continue to give speeches?
Oh, yeah. I got to pay our bills.
I have to pay her bills because I never had sex with that woman.
And according to Hillary, they were dead broke when they left the White House.
Well,
yeah.
There is that,
too. To the
too.
Point they were stealing the furniture in the China.
Yeah, that's what happens when you leave the White House. Isn't that customary? You take everything with you? Like, you know, all the desks and chairs and pictures. Especially those paintings. I mean, I think there's a bunch of really good paintings that you need to go with you, you know.
Those aren't national treasures of the people of the United States.
Come on.
What difference does it make if I take them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, what difference does
it
make?
Well, you know.
Yeah.
We have Billy.
Yeah, we do. We have Billy Bob on the line. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, you guys. You're knocking over all the pins today. Great show.
Well, thank you. Somebody has to do it. The media will.
And Nick and all the callers, they do a great job. But you guys are really racking the balls and pins up today. It's absolutely Chris.
Well,
and you guys are putting it very well and concisely, but my God. Well,
hey, but don't vote Trump, Billy, because he said a nasty word.
Oh. Hey, I tell you what, he's the only one that guy that you had earlier, that interview with
David Horowitz. Yeah.
Yeah, he was wonderful, so. Again, you guys are knocking the pins over. Keep doing it. And, again, hopefully America can survive this onslaught of the media. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So, again, the last thing that comes to mind is the fact that they only stole $185,000 out of the White House when they were leaving.
That's all.
Not a big deal.
That's a mere drop in the bucket when you're in the big leagues.
Yeah, and he disgraced the Oval Office with Monica. I mean, come on. Wake up. Holy crap. So anyway, you good job. I just want to let you know you guys are doing good.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it greatly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, these guys, they're just, you know, I mean, they're doing this for our own good. I mean, that's why they showed up, because they're like the shining light on the hill, you know, that – They're beacon of hope and chains.
Would they be the red light on the hill?
Oh. Well, there's that too, you know, because, you know, I hear, you know, Mr. Bill likes to stay up late at night, you know, with, you know, his brother.
Yeah, who are they going to put into the travel office this time? Epstein?
Okay.
It's going to be like Bueller.
And with
Bueller.
We do have another caller on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, I want to talk to the big cheese.
Hey, you know, I was expecting a call from you anytime, man.
Well, you know, I love your rants, big cheese. I think we got to put these guys under. What do you think?
I think maybe we need to, you know, make them a pair of cement galoshes.
Maybe they should be swimming with the fishes. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
It's an old Sicilian message.
Yeah, you know. Bill,
hey, when Dick Wilkerson called in this morning, he was alluding to a huge picture, article, front page, the heartache of gun deaths put out by the Record Searchlight. I mean, absolutely anti-Second Amendment. I mean, understandably, people have been harmed by guns and many other things, too. But the Record Searchlight has gone beyond the pale of having this be a feature article with everything that's going on in the world. It's just beyond the pale.
Cancel your subscription.
Everybody, cancel your subscription. Do not take the Record Fleshlight anymore.
You know, and there's, you know, and there's certainly merit to that. I know one of the arguments that I've heard from somebody that's very close to all of us is the fact that some of the speak your pieces and some of the letters that go out in the paper go out to people who would never, ever cancel the paper, but may be just either out of the loop, not paying attention as much as they should, or preoccupied. I mean, that's an argument I've heard. Not that I totally agree with that, that's for sure, but that's what I've heard.
Well, you know, again, I mean, I think that you can't keep feeding the troll, and that's really what it amounts to.
And I'm not sure, and I agree with that, Mark. I mean, you know, in the fact that, you know, it's just like we pay our house taxes. Billy Bob had a good point. You know, and I wonder how many of us will end up doing that, really and truly, when he said, you know, you want to starve them, just don't pay your property taxes.
Well, I mean, it might come to that, because at this point in time, I mean, the way things are going, how do you get these guys under control? You got to cut them off at the pocketbook one way or another, and it's going to have to be, you know, or what do we do, arms direction? I mean, that's not going to really work. We've got to replace these guys with people who believe in the Constitution. And, you know, this election is hugely important for that, but it's only a start.
And that's a good point. You know, if it was easy as saying, well, we can get rid of the Record Searchlight, USA Today, whoever owns them, and get rid of them by canceling all the subscriptions.
Howard, I think it's Scripps owns them. No.
Is it? Okay.
No, Gannett bought Gannett the Record Searchlight from Scripps. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if that stops it, but I think that Billy Bob had a pretty good point about that. The challenge is, you know, if only 100 of us or 200 of us or 500 of us or 1,000 of us do it, it doesn't have much of an impact other than making ourselves basically targets. But if 100,000 do it or a million do it, now you're talking. And I think that some of these things, and I know that you guys have talked about this before, and I'm in agreement, we just have to start doing some things that are going to be a little more on the edge, should I say?
Well, maybe you have to actually, you know, do the dance of a campaign against the Record Searchlight to tell everybody.
Well, do we have any idea how many subscriptions there really is to the Record Searchlight?
I know that it's, I do know, that, and I heard this about a year ago, that it has the largest circulation of probably any paper other than Santa Rosa's north of Sacramento. And I know that people in Siskiyou County buy it, you know, and other counties around us buy it. It's not just Shasta County.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
I mean, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, I was.
I don't know. Well, maybe we should find out.
Red. He finds out all the stuff, man.
I'm just not sure it's worth the time and effort. Yep. We need to just keep doing what we do, because as time goes by, I think that people are starting to glom onto social media, and that is where the battle is being fought and won.
Well, you know, I like Nick's idea. You know, go to your neighbor's house and read it and leave it in his driveway.
But that still means that people are subscribing to it. Yeah, that still means
his neighbor works for the government.
Oh,
well, there you go. But I get it online for free. They let me see what's in there. They only let me read a few of the articles, but most of the articles are just stupid. And you know, who wants to read them anyway?
I just won't waste my time.
But I look to see what's going on with them.
Reading the Record Searchlight at this point is masochistic.
Yeah,
I mean, it is. And, you know, certainly we can get information about our Raiders other ways, right, boys?
Well, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. So, you know, I mean.
You know, if
you want to write editorials and do things and get things out there,
for the search,
send them to the Shasta Lantern.
Yeah. I mean, the Lantern, exactly.
Yeah, we need to promote that a little more. You're right, Red. You know, it's just amazing to me. You know,
the Shasta Lantern has
everything when it
the
comes
Shasta
to
Lantern
the
has an
government.
Enormous amount of readership.
Well, yeah, the media is just
not in Reading for
tail.
Whatever reason.
Am I talking over here? Because I can't hear.
Yeah, no. What I was saying is, you say we need to promote the Shasta Lantern. The Shasta Lantern's doing very well. We have a lot of readers. We have continual readers. Just for some reason, none of them are from Shasta County.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't, you know, it is great. I think that I think people a lot of times like print, and I think that, you know, people like to read things in print.
I think that's going the way of the dinosaur and the dodo, Terry. It really is.
It comes in really, really good if you run out of necessities as far as paper goes.
Well, that might be the only reason. Only it's actually cheaper to go to Costco or someplace and get a 12-pack.
Well, maybe they could rename the record Charmin or something. I don't know.
The Charmin fleshlight.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, I think that everybody is fed up with the press corruption, and, you know, if it wasn't for programs like yours and, you know, Jefferson State of Mind and Freedom in Action and, you know, those kinds of programs, we really wouldn't be getting the news. I mean, but the one thing I've noticed is that everybody out there is getting a little more edgy on this stuff. I mean, you know, we have to really start understanding that even our local governments, I mean, there's just so much, I'll just say it, there's just so much corruption. You know, it's really pretty unbelievable.
I think that most of the local and state and the government agencies are unaware of the rising tide that's coming because they don't frequent all this stuff. They're too busy playing golf and being king. So, but I think there's a rising tide.
Well, and part of it is, you know, for us at the Lantern, we have kind of backed off on reporting on the local issues because nobody local reads the Shasta Lantern. Our readership is national. It's heavy out of Oregon, Idaho, Utah, down in Arizona. And we continually have articles that bury the Record Searchlight for viewership. I mean, bury. There's a couple.
Well, yeah, and that's great. I mean, that's good. That's good. You know, as far as even what's going on with Measure D&E, I thought that Vince Stevenson was going to be on today, no?
No, we had him on last week.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And I know that he'll be at the Tea Party or at the Patriots meeting on Monday night.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, the thing that we really have to do is just to understand that we have to stand against these taxes. Taxes don't help anything.
Right.
There's nothing that a tax is going to do. The money isn't even going to go for what they're saying the money will go for. There is no restriction or accountability for them to send that money anywhere but where they want to send it. And I think that that people just, it's either apathy, naivety, or both. For the life of me, I can't understand why people would tax themselves for something that isn't going to help, and also in a position where we have millions of dollars already there. And, oh, by the way, I guess they're getting together now saying, well, you know, we could go ahead and hire some CSOs. Well, why couldn't you do that 2 years ago when Paletti was asking for it?
Well, you know, I think that as time goes by, this is going to sort itself out to a big degree because, you know, the crisis is going to get better, you know, worse and worse and worse and bigger and bigger. And there's nothing that's going to stop it at this point because they're not going to do a turnaround on any level, you know. So it's complacency because a lot of people haven't been hurt by it. And, you know, when you look at the city of Reading, you know, how many people are working in government that are benefiting from the fact that they got their fat pensions. You know, they're all getting paid good salaries. They don't care about the private sector at this point other than, you know, the sales tax that comes in, and that's starting to dwindle out. So it's going to take is a collapse of the system, basically, in order for them to, you know, even want to get involved. I'd rather go fishing.
Well, people got to realize the corruption's at the local level just the same as it is at the federal level, and we can make a difference at the local level with items in question and the people in question,
and
it's up to us. That's what we need. You know, we got to start locally in order to begin to change anything.
Well, let's get back to our rant day. I want to play a video here. This is from Fox News of all places about voter fraud, and then you know, you can stick around and then comment on it. Go ahead and key that up, Bob. And this is actually Lou Dobbs, who might be one of the good guys. There's very few in Fox that's the good guys, but You know, I think that you got a couple of them, but they're still channeling a narrative, just like the local guys are channeling a narrative of, you know, everything's...
And they're not going to stop channeling that narrative.
Yeah, not until...
It's what they're paid to do.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go ahead and listen to this real quick, and then we'll come back and everybody can comment on it. Go ahead, Bob.
Here's some shocking new numbers for you, suggesting the true extent of voter fraud across this country. Remember, we've been told by Supreme Courts, by federal courts, by the Democratic Party, don't worry about those voter ID laws because there's not voter fraud. Well, a Pew Research report shows that 1 in 8 voter registrations are, quote, significantly inaccurate or no longer valid, suggesting further potentially some 18 million invalid voter registrations in this country, nearly 2 million dead people. That is, dead, are still listed as voters, and they've got friends who apparently keep them company come election day. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton told us, quote, the best solution would be to reform the system. In the long run, more voter ID, citizenship verification. In the short run, the American people should pressure law enforcement to prosecute voting fraud. This can be done at the local, state, and federal level. I would like to be as optimistic as Tom. I'm not. Joining me now, Washington Times staff writer, Fox News contributor, Charlie Hurt. Great to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Lou. Thanks.
First, at the epic proportions of potential voter fraud here, and nothing is being done about it. Donald Trump, to his credit, has said he wants folks to volunteer as poll watchers and observers. What do you think?
Yeah, it really is. That report is really terrifying, and especially when you consider the how hard the left fights against the idea of showing your ID in order to cast a ballot. But one of the most cynical arguments that you hear from the left is that, oh, well, it's not that many people are right. Not that many instances of voter fraud. And I'm thinking, my goodness, just one instance is terrible, is unacceptable. Because, of course, any one instance of voter fraud means that another person, their vote is being canceled out by that. And it really is, it undermines the entire, the very heart of what this government is supposed to be about.
Well, of course, as WikiLeaks is making clear, that's precisely the intent of the entire Clinton cartel campaign structure and culture. An extraordinary series of revelations validating what many of us, somewhat cynically, one might also say well-informed, believe for a long time.
And validating the entire campaign of Donald Trump, when he was talking about how the system is rigged and this is rigged and that's rigged, everybody in the news business, their heads explode, they get so upset because they say it's so reckless to use language like this. And then here we have in the final days of the election, day after day, thousands of these emails surfacing, being revealed that show that, oh my goodness, there are actual instances where it is being rigged, and then where maybe it isn't rigged, you can bet the Clintons are trying their damn hardest in order to rig it. And it validates everything Donald Trump has been saying. The worst.
I'm sorry, Charlie. And the national media, the left-wing media, it's all the same. They are synonymous. The establishment, everyone is working against Donald J. Trump. They are working on the left, the right, the Republican leadership, the Democratic leadership. They hate his guts because he is taking them on. The establishment. Can he, in your judgment, break through in the next 3 weeks and wrest this power from these orthodoxies who are suffocating this great nation?
I really don't know, Lou. I mean, what we have seen in the last 2 or 3 weeks, where the media has gone after, it's one thing to go after the guy during the primary when he's just a showman, a real estate developer, and he's saying things that shocks people and all that kind of stuff. But we're talking about the Republican nominee. He represents millions and millions of Americans. And to have him running for public office and to have the media, as you say, it's not just the left-wing right. media. You have a lot of conservative media as well.
Right.
To have all the media unified in lockstep to defeat him, to destroy him, and to basically disenfranchise millions and millions of American voters, it's just it's shocking to me.
And among them, Republican donors, some of the biggest names, the Speaker of the House acting the fool and treacherous, utterly despicable series of acts on the part of Paul Ryan. Your thoughts?
Those are all self-inflicted wounds. Donald Trump is not, the idea that somehow Donald Trump has become the face of the Republican Party, I really don't buy that. Yes, he's the Republican nominee, but he snatched the nomination away from the Republican Party. He became his own nominee with his own issues. And why it is that people like Paul Ryan want to get involved, unendorsing him and then re-endorsing him, just run your campaign. Just do what you have to do.
How about just
don't
support
worry about
and honor your responsibility as one of the leaders of the party to support the nominee? How ignorant do you have to be to be this duplicitous and deceitful? What do you think?
It's
does
incredible.
He survive?
I don't know. It's a lot harder to imagine today.
Is
than
he going to get
2 weeks ago? Is he going to what?
Get converted.
I don't know. That's a good question.
All right. I got two I don't knows. That may be a record for Charlie Hurd. Good to have you with us, Charlie. Thanks so much.
Lou.
Well, I'm not sure how much longer Lou Dobbs is going to be on Fox.
Well, it's illegal for you to have the information they just imparted.
Well, that's it. So they got rid of Tintero and then Greta and then there's Napolitano. I think Lou
there's a problem that the left has in this country. And it's like Donald Trump has become Obi-Wan Kenobi. Go ahead and strike him down, and he'll become more powerful than anything you can deal with. If he wins, the left is done. If he loses, the left is done.
I think you might be onto something there, Robert.
They got a problem.
Yeah. So
I've got a question about the voter thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And voter ID, and just kind of throw this out to you guys and see what you think as far as this goes. Voter ID, would that be showing a driver's license?
Sure.
Or if you don't have a driver's license or they no longer exist or whatever the case may be, if you don't have a driver's license.
Try driving without one and you get pulled over, Terry.
Depends.
Let me finish my...
Okay, go ahead.
If you don't have ID, how would they do that? Would they use a voter card and then...
No, you just get an ID card.
An ID card. Okay, so when they do the voter ID card,
They have regular IDs that are issued at the DMV.
Yeah, I know. Chad has one.
Yeah.
I know. But my point is that if who would be checking those IDs? Would that be someone who's appointed? Would it just be folks who volunteer? How would that work?
Be the people that are doing the.
Old DMV.
No. You go
to the DMV. Yeah.
You go to
another corrupt agency.
Yeah.
You go to the polls and you go to vote and they check your ID before you vote. And they check it against your name on the, and then have some watchers there that would be watching what's going on. I mean, that's how they're going to catch it.
Okay, so they do that and they check your voter ID card. You probably get a card when you register, yeah.
I think you should be required to go down to the DMV and get an ID card just like everybody else, and maybe you have to pay a dollar for it.
Racist.
So what? Or maybe they even issue them free. Everything else is free, but verify who this guy is so that they can't keep voting over and over and over again.
Okay. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just asking how you guys think it would work, because you take that ID in. And let's say you say, well, I don't want to get an ID. You can't make me get an ID to do this because in the Constitution it doesn't say I should have an ID.
Can't vote then.
Pardon me?
You can't vote then. You need an ID.
Okay. Now, would you do that? Wouldn't that have to be federal, or could that be by county?
It'd be state by state.
State by state. Okay. Because the reason I say that is that, if there's a statute, it's a crime for any person acting under the color of law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom to willingly deprive or cause or be deprived from any person those rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution
and laws
of the United States.
You're, you're not depriving them of anything. They have the right to vote. All they got to do is go get an ID.
Right, and I'm glad you said that, because I'm kind of doing this tongue-in-cheek because of some of the arguments I've heard against voter ID. I mean, frankly, I'm for it. I'm for, you know, for that.
Yeah.
But that's some of the arguments that
I've
heard.
You got to have an ID to go get food stamps.
Yeah, you have to have ID for everything.
Yeah, I have an ID to go get food stamps. You got to have an ID to get Social Security. You got to have an ID. They just don't hand it out to anybody, disability, all of it. So
outstanding. And you're 1,000,000% right. And to those folks who asked that question that I hope are listening right now, there's your answer. And you guys are right on. You're right on it, Mark.
Yep.
That's exactly correct. And I think that, you know, I think that that's what we have to start doing, is understanding that we've got to mix common sense in.
Sure. Well, depriving
2 million dead people voting. I mean,
well,
come on.
See, that's what you're really doing, is you're depriving people from committing voter fraud. That's what you're really doing, because if you got people who don't have dogs in the hunt, who vote out everybody else's rights, who don't care about the Constitution, who don't want to assimilate, but who want to rob the system and empty the coffers to unwind us financially, then they shouldn't have a right to vote. You know, you have a right to vote if you believe and uphold the Constitution and are an American citizen. You don't get to vote if you're a foreign national, because how soon would we not have a country like we're heading towards now if everybody in the world just gets to vote as global citizens? This whole global citizen shit is a bunch of crap.
For the record, that was global citizenship.
Right, yeah.
It's evil.
It's evil.
It's evil.
I don't even understand why,
my friend. You're right.
With everything that's going on, why this is even a conversation. It shouldn't even have to
be
a conversation if you abide by the Constitution on the foundation that we were founded on.
Why?
Simple.
Here's the reason why. Because if they can unwind America, which is the last bastion of freedom in the world, then the powers that be, the banking cartels, the criminal cartels, will run everything across the world. And that's what this is about. This is about getting rid of the only document that says all men are created equal, the only document that says everybody should be free, the only document of all the governing factors for the last 10,000 years that said we need to set up a government based on freedom and individual rights, not collective government and the people in high places in power. That's what this is about. And anybody who wants to be a global citizen is a freaking moron.
And that was a big cheese rant.
There you go.
Okay, and with
you're
that...
Right.
We do have another caller on the line. You got anything else, Terry?
Well, that's great. I'm glad that you went through that, because that just substantiates a lot of things that a lot of people are trying to tell these folks who are against voter ID.
Voter ID because they know that their party would get wiped out.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Good job,
exactly.
You guys.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling in, Terry.
Thank you.
Oh, you're bad.
I just want to feel good.
Well, there's so much of this that it shouldn't even be a conversation to me on the table.
It's
plain ridiculous.
Common sense.
It's moron 101.
Yeah, exactly. And with that, we have Lori on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, very good morning to you all.
Good morning. Thanks.
It's almost like we're in a virtual therapy group, and we could get to pass the talking stick called the microphone. So, I would like to have more commentary from your beloved Bob Martin. He is a very sharp, professional man that's helping, and I just really want to give him some kudos.
He's an all-around good guy.
Yeah,
he is, and you can tell. So I wanted to chime in super quick on yesterday's Alzheimer's fundraiser walk at Sundial.
Right.
Good turnout, great people there, minus a very nasty little exchange I had with two people that were kind of running the event. I showed up with a friend to hand out glossies and information about the connection with the aluminum and Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the research table first just to kind of see what they had, just to kind of get information. And as we dialogued, this elder gentleman was saying, you know what, I don't think this is the right place for you, and I'm going to ask you to leave. And I said, I have every right to be here. This is a public forum. My First Amendment thing. I'm not selling anything. Had another lady show up within a minute afterward to kind of tail me and ask me more questions. She also asked me to leave, and I said, I will not leave. I work in the healthcare industry, and I'm going to talk to people and be a part of this walk. I've had people that have been affected and so on. So anyway, I thought that was a little bit on the rude side and unprofessional. One of the, well, there's actually two photographers from the Record Searchlight there, and my friend asked him if he was going to be covering and making this a legitimate story on aluminum and Alzheimer connection that's been in studies forever. And he said, I got to get back to work, and walked away from her.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not surprising.
As we get closer to this breast cancer think tank, some people are certainly realizing that this is nothing more than exploiting people financially and emotionally. You go to any retail store, yep, the place is a bomb of pink, and this is money that's not going to research or a cure, and if it is, it's going to the big pharma for some other pathetic pill or treatment or poison. So I would ask people to really do their homework and research. The more and more this just gets pushed in our face as another event and function.
You mean we'll turn
last
think
words
pink
are,
into
I think
Valentine's
a bad word,
Day?
I think a bad word would be doppelganger, and that should not be talked about anymore.
Hey, do you know what Hillary and 9/11 hijackers have in common?
What?
They're both funded by Saudi Arabia.
They are.
And that's not even a joke.
No, I know. Not really, you guys, funny. Are awesome, and thanks for your continued work. And I really do want to get more people onto the Shasta Lantern, because this is our only bastion of hope right now. And I bet you, and I do not get the paper, I'm going to bet they covered quite a bit on the LGBT event that was yesterday as well. I'm just guessing that's what they focused
on.
Yeah,
sure.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Lori. We appreciate it, and the information, we're always glad to receive that, to know what really is going on out there in the community on things like that. And with that, we have Dar on the line.
I know I'm back, and I'm
That's okay.
Okay.
What do you got for us?
This has to do with the voter ID. I've lived in four different states where I was registered to vote. This is the first state I've lived in where you didn't have to show a picture ID.
Yep.
In Florida, when I worked at the voting precinct, we had, if they didn't have an ID, a Florida a driver's license, they had to show like a passport. Or they had to show, like, a picture ID from, like, Pratt Whitney if they worked there. And if they didn't have them, then they didn't vote. And that was it.
That's it.
All right. I got
pretty
a question.
Simple.
Do the poll workers even have to show ID to prove that who signed up is actually sitting in the chair that day?
Pardon me?
Do the poll workers, are they required
to have ID
to sit in the chair?
Yes.
Yeah, interesting.
Oh, no, we had to go through a training program. They verified us.
So it seems like...
Does that mean that they had ID for sure, or they just...
Well, you know, it's...
Trained them.
This is just what Stalin said. It doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes.
Well, the thing was is that we had to show, and we had to verify their picture.
Right. It's common sense. It's common sense.
It is.
The only reason that half of these guys are getting elected is because they're fixing the votes. They're stuffing the boxes, and they're fixing the votes. And Hillary is no exception. You know, the race with what's his name, that fat head in Minnesota, Frank.
Al Franken.
Al Franken, and, you know, what I...
Well, none of that happens at the local level, right?
Stuart Smalley. Yeah, I mean, you know, all of it. We want to ensure the integrity of the vote, not have, you know, anybody who wants to be corrupt stuff the boxes so that they get to win. And we've seen some very close elections. You know, we sat down there and watched them count the votes.
We were part of it.
When they Gary Cad won. And you know something? I'd wager you money that if we weren't there watching these people...
Well, they sure were watching us when we were down there doing the recount. Let me tell you that much.
Well,
they didn't give.
If Trump loses with all the support he's got, I'm going to question that.
Oh, it's
a big
question
across the board anyway.
I think he's going to win by a landslide.
Yeah, nobody's buying it.
Yeah.
I mean, David Farrakhan has turned against this woman. Everybody is against this woman. I know one person in my entire life that is voting for Clinton. One.
One of my questions I have, you know, when you go to DMV and they say you want to register to vote?
Yeah.
And you have the fill. How many people at DMV actually fill those out?
Well,
versus the people. I'm just asking. I'm just throwing it out there, you know, because they don't have to have ID to show.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Other places I've been, it wasn't DMV we registered at.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust DMV as far as you throw.
That's what I'm saying. So,
okay. Well, let's move on. Here we've got another hit from the Clintons. Yep. Here, there's the
thanks
the
for calling
files.
In, Dar.
So
again, we appreciate it.
We're going to play this real fast. Thanks, Dar. We appreciate it. Fast moving show, but here we go. This is another one of the hits from
Why
the Clintons.
Do you see the Clintons reversing decades of policy positions that they've held so closely on issues like human rights and environment? And a big clue comes from the folks that are giving the Clinton Foundation literally tens of millions of dollars. And one, if not the biggest donor to the foundation, is a Canadian named Frank Giustra. So in June of 2010, Bill Clinton and Frank Giustra fly to Bogota, Colombia. And who arrives there at roughly the same time? Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. In the days that follow, something dramatic happens. Frank Giustra has three companies that get major concessions from the Colombian government. One of those, Prima Colombia Properties, gets a concession to cut timber in a rainforest in Colombia along the Pacific coast. Frank Giustra's company is able to profit from cutting down these rainforests, which again is a behavior that runs so contrary to what the Clintons profess to be in favor of.
We all know that in order to build low-carbon economies of the future, we need sustainable forests.
The Clintons appear to have changed their stance on issues in ways that benefit those who have put money in their pockets. Why do we see the Clintons?
Yeah,
that's not corruption, is it?
Yeah, look at the ties to Giustra and Trudeau, too, because they're there.
Right. We're running out of time, but we do have another caller on the line. We have John.
And let's make it quick if we can, because I got one more that I need to play that's really good.
John is from listening on TuneIn Radio in San Diego,
yes,
as he does every week.
Very good, John.
Right.
How you
Hello,
doing?
Hello, John.
Good.
You're on
great
the air.
Show, as Billy Bob likes to say, great show as usual.
Thanks.
thank you very
we
much.
We appreciate that.
I listen pretty much every single week, so I love the show. But I wanted to say here in my local, we got the elementary school up the street is my polling place. And last few times I've been in there to vote, every time they ask for my ID. So I don't understand.
Really?
You know,
they do.
Because I'm registered Republican or independent, or is it?
You sure you didn't cross over into like Tijuana?
Yeah, right? I don't know. I mean, it's, but I mean, hey, they're already asking for ID. So what's the big deal? And this is in California.
Wow.
Well, I know up here they don't ask us. When we go into the polling place, they just ask you what your name is and hide you on the list and check you off, and then away you go.
Our guys either moved from Marin or they didn't get the memo.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
probably breaking California law.
They didn't ask me any of the, they didn't ask me any of the three times I voted.
Yeah. Well, vote early. You know, vote early, vote often. You know, I mean, that's the saying. That's what you got to do.
And that's two different districts.
Anyway, we got
a question.
Would
you suggest voting early or not? Or just wait till the
I think
day?
That if you're going to vote by mail, I would take the mail in and drop it off at the poll place that day. That's the best way to ensure that you're getting your vote to count.
Or at the voter registration.
At the voter registration office. Take it in physically. I wouldn't put it in the mail. I don't trust these guys. If you're going to, I don't believe in voting early because there's too much room for hanky panky.
Yeah, you're
that's what I thought too.
Okay. Yeah, because it's got to change so many hands.
Yep.
I hear you.
All right.
Thanks for calling
in. We appreciate it.
Is when you vote, bye-bye. You get a receipt stub on your ballot that matches your ballot. Take that receipt stub to your clerk's office after the voting and go, I want to see my ballot. I want to see it presented in front of me, and I want to see that it was counted.
Yep. Okay, let's run this real quick. This is about a minute and a half, this is really good stuff here for the Clinton.
My father was Luther Gerald Parks, a.k.a. Jerry Parks. He was the head of Clinton security for Clinton's inaugural campaign, whenever he was running for president. My father was brutally murdered at Chenal Parkway and Arkansas Highway 10, in one of the most elite parts of Little Rock, Arkansas. Someone pulled aside and started shooting at him. They cornered him, stopped him. They stepped out of the car after blocking his path. He was shot five times, once in the leg, once in the arm, three times in the chest. My father had a file on Bill Clinton's infidelity and his affairs that ran from approximately 82, 83 to somewhere between till about 90 to 91. The file consisted of pictures, time, dates, places, of where Bill Clinton was at, where Roger Clinton was at, the type of drug use that Bill Clinton and Roger Clinton were involved in. I was the only person that would ever go with him when he would do his private investigative work. I saw Clinton with a lot of different women, a lot of different types, sizes, shapes, colors, one of them being Jennifer Flowers. You know, I was just like, wow. It was more neat than anything else that, you know, somebody that is this famous, this bigwig, can get away with this. It just blew my mind.
Shortly before Jerry's death, the phone lines at his home were cut, the security system was disconnected, and the Clinton files were stolen.
I believe my father was assassinated because he was the one link that could actually close everything and completely shut Clinton down. I feel that Bill Clinton had my father killed to save his political career. When I did contact Little Rock Special Investigative Services, they told me that they had been pulled off the case 3 weeks prior to that. That just blows my mind on how when I hear they're making progress, all of a sudden they're pulled off the case. Something's not right there.
Seems like there's a lot of things not right with the Clintons.
It seems to happen a lot.
Yeah, and that's just one story. I picked out one story. There's a bunch of these stories. They're all documented. Everything that have talked about today, all these little clips, this is all documented facts. This is not conjecture. This is stuff that is on record. And Trump said a bad word in a private conversation that wasn't supposed to be recorded. Nobody's ever done that, right? Have you ever? I never said that word, ever.
I do it all the time. I get in trouble for it all the time.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And anybody, if you don't
like
Trump.
Let's not talk about the real issues.
Yeah, let's not. I mean, if you don't want to vote for Trump because you don't like him, then stay home. But if you vote for Hillary, you are a piece of.
Now, you're not going to win them over to your side if you call them names.
And the seconds are ticking down. We're almost done for the third hour.
You are a piece of global citizenship.
You are a piece
of... There you go. And it's once again the end of the show.
Just saying. We're there. I got to say it. All right. Remember, when all your health insurance got cheaper and we were given all free market unicorns, don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. We're going to do some stuff on the Obamacare stuff here pretty soon, too. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principle above parties, liberties above security, and truth over lies.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Sunday morning news talk programs today. Republican Vice Presidential nominee Mike Pence says, despite Donald Trump's claims that the system is rigged, the will of the people will be heard November 8th.
We will absolutely accept the results of the election.
Pence this morning on NBC's Meet the Press. Meanwhile, Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Senator Tim Kaine says that he always expected a close race.
We just got to keep making our case over the next 3+ weeks. We like where we are in the polls and the states that matter, but we're not taking anything for granted.
And that audio is courtesy of ABC's This Week. The United States and Britain are considering new economic sanctions against the Syrian and Russian governments because of their conduct in war-ravaged Aleppo. Secretary of State John Kerry and British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson say that they want to